Patrick, get in here. It's time for dinner. Patrick, where's your shirt?
I used it as toilet paper and I tried to flush it down the toilet, so now it's stuck.
Patrick, we've talked about this. T-shirts aren't toilet paper.
Who's McDonald's at this? Can I have a french fry?
Yes, Patrick, it's your dinner.
You got me McDonald's? That's crazy. Chicken nuggets. Mommy, look, this one's shaped like the state of Florida. We should sell it on eBay for $1 million.
Okay, Patrick, I also got you a milkshake.
A milkshake? And it's purple. How'd they even do that?
Okay, you eat your dinner. I'll be in the other room.
I wouldn't drink it.
My milk sauce!
Gwyneth!
Shut the hell up and tell me what happened.
I gave my son McDonald's. I left the room. I came back and found him like this.
Yeah, likely story. Liar.
What? I didn't do this.
Oh, sure you didn't, murderer. Simmons, take her away.
All right, man, you're coming with me.
Hello, sir.
Hey, Susan. I just got done talking to the murderer. What do we got?
Child found dead. Mother still alive. They were the only two in the house.
Yep, she definitely did it. Yeah, she didn't like him. She wanted to go out and party, so she killed him.
The child's shirt was also clogging the toilet, sir, but I didn't notice until after I peed.
Yeah, she probably strangled him with the shirt and tried to flush it down the toilet. Too bad we can't use it as evidence now that you peed on it. There goes our evidence. Right down the drain. Any fingerprints on the kid?
I found 10 fingerprints, sir, but they were all his own.
Hmm. Run those anyway, just in case. She might have touched him only on his fingers. What's this purple shit?
Grimace milkshake, sir.
Oh, thank God. Oh, I thought it was his blood and maybe I was going colorblind. Or like maybe he was an alien or something. Still, what a waste. Well, I guess there's no use crying over spilled milkshake.
Good one, sir. Sir, I do have to tell you, this is the 700th reported death with the Grimace milkshake found nearby.
Oh, that's just a coincidence. It's a popular milkshake. You know, if everybody in the world has one of these, some of those people are going to die, and then they're going to drop the milkshake right next to their dead body.
But, sir, you don't think there's a chance that the milkshake's been poisoned?
Oh, no. I know Grimace personally. He would never poison his own milkshakes.
Wait, you know Grimace?
Yeah, we went to high school together. We go way back. Love Grimace. Big teddy bear of a guy. I mean, I don't know what the hell he is, but he's great. What, you don't believe me? I'll call him.
Yes, call him so we can question him.
Okay, don't believe me. I'll call Grimace. Okay, Susan, it's ringing. Look, I'll even put it on speaker for you.
Hello?
Hey there, Grimace. It's me, Brooklyn Guy.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hey, happy late birthday, by the way. Sorry I didn't get you anything.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask. We've been finding a lot of dead people next to your milkshakes.
Yeah, maybe because it's my milkshake.
Yeah, it is your milkshake.
Yeah, it is my milkshake.
Are you on the toilet? Because it sounds like you're straining.
Yeah, I'm on the toilet. Die!
Yeah, you really show that turd who's boss.
Yeah, you little turd!
That sounds more like a big one to me.
You piece of shit!
Yeah, I get it, Grimace.
That's what you get for drinking my milkshake!
Yeah, you really yell at your poops a lot.
Yeah, so anyway, like I was saying, it's my milkshake for my birthday!
Yeah, it was. It was your birthday.
Yeah, my birthday!
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you weren't going around, like, killing people or something.
Me? Kill somebody? Nuh-uh!
Oh, great. That's all I needed to hear, Grimace.
Yeah, but just make sure no one else drinks my milkshake, because they might end up dead.
Okay, well, that was weird, but it was nice talking to you, Grimace.
Okay, bye!
Bye. See, Susan, he said he didn't kill anybody.
If you say so, sir.
I do say so, and I also declare this case closed. Get this body out of here.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Well, guys, I went to McDonald's to get my free medium french fries I get from McDonald's every week, and I found out it's Grimace's birthday! Well, actually, his birthday was about a month ago, but they're still selling the meal, and it comes with a shake!
Whoa, it's purple!
Dude, that looks sick!
What's it taste like?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
Can I try it first before you spit in the straw?
Yeah, I do like to spit right inside the straw. I don't know how straws work.
Oh, I gotta try it next!
I want to try it first.
Okay, get to sucking, and then you can try the shake.
Shut up, Cody. I'm gonna try it.
Wait!
Breaking news, UK! Hundreds of people all around the world are mysteriously dying after drinking the Grimace shake from McDonald's. McDonald's is discontinuing the shake until they can figure out the cause.
Oh, no! No, Junior, didn't you hear the news? People are dying after they drink this.
The only way you can die from drinking a milkshake is if you drink it too fast and get a brain freeze and go into a coma.
Or if you get obesity for eating too much McDonald's.
But not that many people would die from that.
Dying from obesity, Cody? You know the obesity rate in America is 42.4%, so there's a chance that an obese person is drinking a milkshake that they're not supposed to be drinking, and they die.
Well, I think they were saying there's an ingredient in the milkshake that's killing people.
There's poison in the milkshake?
Well, maybe, yeah.
Well, then you try it.
I'm not gonna drink poison.
Well, you're a milkshake, dude.
Yeah, you paid money for it. but you should try it first.
Well, you're the one who wanted it.
Well, I don't want to try it. You try it, Joseph.
I'm not trying that. You try it.
Well, Cody, you try it.
I don't want to drink it.
Okay, then how are we going to find out who tries it first? How about we play a game of poker and whoever loses has to try it first?
But really, an entire game of poker just to figure out who's going to drink this milkshake?
What, you don't know how to play poker?
You're bad at poker?
What, no, how about we just draw straws?
Draw straws?
Ooh, he don't know what he's talking about.
Okay, Cody, we can draw straws. Come on, Joseph, let's get some paper.
Yeah, let's do his ass.
What?
All right, Cody, check out my straw drawing.
Nah, dude, check out my straw drawing.
Whoa, you drew a McDonald's straw?
Yeah, I tried to stay on theme, you know? Aw, man, you made a bendy straw? That's sick.
All right, Cody, where's your straw drawing?
No, idiot.
What?
I didn't say draw pictures of straws. I meant that we all get straws, we cut the straws, we pull the straws, and whoever has the shortest straw loses.
Nah, you didn't say that. No, you said draw straws, so we drew straws.
Yeah, you changing the rules now, dude.
But that's what drawing straws is. It's what you pull straws.
You should have said pull straws. You said draw straws. So we grabbed paper and we drew straws. So where's your straw drawing?
Well, I didn't draw one because you're not supposed to.
So you lose.
Yeah,
you lose
automatically.
Yeah, we drew straws. You didn't draw a straw. So you lose. You got to drink the milkshake.
No,
yeah.
But that's not how
it works. Yeah, that's exactly
how it works.
God damn it. Fine. I will drink the milkshake. Shit. Interesting.
How's it taste?
Like blueberry muffins.
Does it taste like poison?
No.
Anthrax?
No. I mean, I don't really feel bad. I don't really know why people are dying from this.
Ah!
Is that Grimace?
Come here, little bitch, and I'll kill you!
Whoa, what's going on?
He took a sip of my milkshake!
I mean, I bought it.
I'll kill you!
Oh, hey, he didn't actually take a sip.
What?
Yeah, no, I don't know how to use straws, so I just spit in the straw.
Yeah, he's bad at sucking.
Well, no, I'm good at sucking, I just don't know how to use straws. If you're looking for a good time, holla at your boy.
Then how do you know my milkshake tastes like blueberries?
I could smell it.
Oh, yeah? Let me smell your breath.
I don't brush my teeth.
Let me smell your breath! Ew, gross.
Yeah, I warned you.
So why are you doing this, Grimace? Why are you so mad?
Because I'm killing everybody that takes a sip of my milkshake after my birthday.
Why?
Because it's my milkshake, not yours, not his. My milkshake!
It's not that serious, bro.
Yeah, it's just a milkshake.
Well, just make sure you don't take a sip, because if you do, I'll kill you!
Well, how will you know if we take a sip?
Because I can hear it when people take a sip.
You don't have ears.
I have ears like a dolphin, so don't take a sip and throw it away!
Okay, damn.
I kind of want to take a sip of it now.
Right?
Guys, no!
Well, yeah, he's not going to know.
He's killed hundreds of people.
I mean, if he's killing people over a milkshake, he got to be good.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take the quietest sip ever.
Yeah, he's not even in the room, dude.
Yeah, the tiniest quiet.
Shh.
Junior, look.
How long is he going to stand there for?
Bruh, that's goofy.
I think we should just throw this thing away.
No, we're going to keep it because I want to take a sip. He's not even that scary.
Bet you won't take a sip of it in front of his face, dude.
Bet. Give me the milkshake.
But no, Junior, don't.
Hey, what are you doing with that?
I'm going to go throw it away.
Okay, good. You better not take a sip.
I might take a sip.
No, you better not. Stop that. Stop taking a sip. Hey, stop it.
I just put my mouth on the straw.
Okay, good. You better not take another sip.
I'll make it bubbles.
Okay, good. Hey, give it to me.
Well, how am I going to do that? The door's closed.
Open the door.
What?
Open the door.
I think I'm just going to throw it away.
Okay, good.
Okay, guys, I took a sip.
No, you didn't, dude.
When I was blowing bubbles, a little bit got in my mouth.
What?
But he's joking.
Okay, good.
So what should we do?
I think we should call the cops because he's just admitted to murder.
Okay, and he's standing right there, so when the cops show up, they'll be able to get him right there.
Yeah, so I'll go get my phone. Okay, guys, it's ringing. 911, what's your emergency? Yeah, you know Grimace, the purple guy from McDonald's? Well, he's staring at me right now, and he told us that he killed a whole bunch of people for drinking his milkshake.
Okay, listen, kid. I know Grimace personally, and I know he would never kill anybody. As a matter of fact, he told me that earlier tonight.
I'll kill you!
Who was that? That was Grimace. Well, how do I know that's not one of your friends doing a Grimace impression?
I'm the real Grimace, and if you take a sip of my milkshake, I'll kill you just like I killed those other 700 people!
Did you hear him say all that? Well, yeah, that is kind of weird, but I don't know. Look, could you just please come over? Okay, fine. I'll be over there to take a look. Yeah, when you get here, the front door is going to be unlocked, so you can just come right upstairs.
Hey! Don't take a sip of that!
I hate responding to prank calls. Well, he said the front door would be open. Huh, it is. And up the stairs. Oh, hey, Grimace.
Hey, buddy!
What you doing?
I'm just making sure these kids don't take a sip of my milkshake!
Well, why shouldn't they drink your milkshake?
Because it's my milkshake!
Okay, well, I'm just gonna go in and talk to them.
Okay, well, make sure they don't take a sip of my milkshake!
Okay, will do.
Okay, good.
Okay, kids, what's with the prank call? It's not a prank call. Grimace is really here. You just talked to him.
Well, yeah, everything else you told me on the phone was true, but that doesn't mean Grimace is trying to kill people.
Listen, officer, Grimace is trying to kill people. He's trying to kill anyone who takes a sip of his milkshake.
That's ridiculous.
Look, I'll show you.
Hey, don't take a sip of that milkshake. I'll kill you. I'll rip your arms up and beat you to death with him, you bastard. I'll see you drunk, you pussy.
Grimace, you good, buddy?
Don't let him take a sip of my milkshake.
Take a sip of the milkshake.
Then he'll kill me.
He's not going to kill anybody. He's nice.
So you promise if he tries to kill me, you'll shoot him?
It's not going to come to that. Just take a sip.
So if he tries to kill me, you'll shoot him, right?
I'm a cop. I'm not going to let anything happen to you, okay? Just take a sip.
Okay, I will. Hey, Grimace, I'm going to take a sip of the milkshake.
Don't do it.
Go ahead. Shoot you. I'm so sorry.
You saved my life, officer.
Oh, Grimace. Oh, God, his blood looks just like the milkshake. I'm really sorry you guys couldn't see that. It was just too graphic. But now you can safely drink your Grimace milkshakes in peace. He's not going to get you. And now you can check out the Grimace funeral shake that might be coming out. Oh, God. Yeah, and please make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Yeah, I had to kill my best friend.
What, Debbie? What do you want?
Dang!
What is it?
I wanted to color with my crayons, but we ran out of paper, and now I don't know what to color on.
Well, if we don't have any paper, I'll buy you more paper tomorrow.
But I want to color right now!
Well, I want $1 million right now.
Me too!
Jeffy, just be patient.
Jeffy, just be patient.
Jeffy!
Jeffy!
Jeffy, don't talk back.
Jeffy, don't talk back.
Jeffy, just take your stupid crayons, and if you can't buy any paper, just wait till tomorrow.
But Daddy, I don't know what to color on.
Well, if we don't have any paper, you're not coloring on anything, so leave.
Daddy, I'm going to find something to color on.
No! Stop it! No, you're not coloring on anything! Oh, it makes me so mad.
Stupid Danny won't give me paper or color. Well, it's 2021 and the wall identifies this paper.
Hey, what's that sound?
It sounds like Jeffy. Come on. Jeffy! What are you doing?
I'm drawing your pretty, pretty picture.
Oh, that's a pretty, pretty picture? Who's that pretty, pretty picture supposed to be of?
Oh, it's a character I made up.
Oh, it's a character you made up? Are you sure it's not me?
No, it's not you.
Oh, so you're saying I'm a bum?
I never said that.
And you're saying I sniff butts? I don't sniff butts, Jay.
I never said you did, Daddy.
Jay, that is it. You are grounded because you are a bad boy.
You always say I'm a bad boy!
Because you are a bad boy! Baby, is that a drawing of me?
It kind of looks like you, I guess.
It is me! What happened right there?
Oh, I first tried drawing on the wall with a hammer.
Jenny, you are a bad boy! Go to your room! Jeffy just makes me so mad. I feel like my head's gonna explode.
Mario, we should go for a walk. Calm down.
Yeah, I think I need some fresh air.
Okay. You feel better, Mario?
Yeah, kinda. Wait, are you not wearing shoes while walking outside?
I'm earthing, Mario.
That's gross. Your feet are gonna be all, like, dirty on the bottom.
It's okay. I can bathe.
What's that noise?
Mario, it's a shooting star!
Do we call someone?
No, Mario, make a wish!
Okay. I wish Jeffy would be a good boy for just one night.
Let's go inside, Mario.
Yeah, I don't want to get hit by the crossfire.
Oh, man. Today has been the perfect day. Nothing could ruin this day. Nothing.
Hi, Boydie.
But you're gonna try, aren't you?
Boydie, how was your day today?
Karen, my day has been fantastic. I had the day off, I played video games, I watched TV, I drank root beer. It's been a great day.
Boydie, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear it. You know, I was at the grocery store and I saw that cutest baby! And it made me realize that I want to have a baby with you, Boydie. Like right now!
No, man, you ruined it. You ruined it. You ruined the whole day now.
But Boydie, you don't want to have a baby?
No, I don't, Karen. Kids are terrible. How about this? How about we start with a goldfish, and if you don't kill that, we work our way up to a hamster. And if that's still around, then maybe we can have a cat, and then another cat. And then we get another cat, and we just keep getting cats forever instead of having a kid.
But Boydie, imagine a kid with my eyes and your gorgeous...
No, I don't want to imagine that, Karen. Kids are terrible. Why don't we just get a cat? Cats are clean. They clean themselves. You know, they poop in a box, and then they cover up the poop. You know, kids, they poop on everything. And if you raise them wrong, they commit crimes. Cats don't commit crimes. Mr. Puffy Pants doesn't commit crimes.
Boynie, I really want to have a baby!
Okay. You know what, Karen? Just stay right here. Stay right here. I have an idea.
Wasn't that a nice walk, Mario?
Yeah, I guess it was.
Ew! Look how dirty your feet are!
Oh, I'll shower later.
Ugh.
Hey, man.
Ah! How'd you get in my house?
Oh, I just let myself in.
Well, what are you doing here?
Okay, I need a huge favor.
What?
All right, you get a kid, right?
Yeah.
And he sucks, right?
Oh, he's the worst kid on this planet.
Oh, that's great. I mean, it's not great for you. That sucks for you, but it's awesome for me.
How is it awesome for you?
Okay, look. My wife wants to have a kid, and I want to show her how bad it is to have a kid. Okay, so I'm going to bring her over here, and I'm going to show her your kid and how bad he is, and then I'll make her never want to have kids.
I mean, that's a good idea. Yeah, bring her over. She'll hate Jeffy, and she'll hate kids.
Oh, awesome. Okay, I'm going to bring her over and just make sure he's, like, breaking stuff and screaming and pooping his pants and stuff like that.
No. I'm not going to get Jeffy to do all that because I already deal with enough of that already. So, no, I'm not doing that.
Okay, man. Look. I will pay you $10,000 to do this for me.
Why would you pay so much?
Because if I have a kid, it's going to cost me way more than $10,000. I'm going to have to deal with 18 years of screaming, okay? If I can make one payment to not have to deal with that, it's worth it.
Oh, okay, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, I'll have Jeffy breaking stuff. I'll have him pooping his pants, everything.
Mario, we shouldn't exploit Jeffy's temper tantrums.
Oh, we're going to make money off his temper tantrums because I have to pay for my wall that he broke. So, yeah, we'll definitely do it. Yeah, go get your wife.
Okay, yeah, I'll go get her.
Wait, hold on. Look at my wife's feet.
Ew! Why do they look like that?
Because she goes outside without wearing shoes.
Why? That's what shoes are for.
I am one with the earth.
Yeah, you're going to be one with a podiatrist if you keep that up. That's gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting. So yeah, go get your wife.
Okay, I'm going to go get my wife. Just make sure your kid's all riled up when I get back.
Oh, I will.
Karen, baby, I just realized something.
What, Boydie?
I was wrong. I actually do want to have a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, I met this kid today, and he made me want to have a kid. He was just such a great, awesome kid, and I think you should meet him so you can see how great it is to have a kid.
Okay, boy, I'm going to meet him.
Okay, come on.
Okay.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, hey.
Here's my wife.
Oh, hey.
Boynie tells me that you have the nicest son. I can't wait to meet him.
Oh, yeah, my son is so nice. The nicest kid ever.
But where is he?
Oh, he's laying down in bed.
What, you didn't have him ready? Like, with hammers and chainsaws and stuff?
Oh, no. When I wake him up, he's going to start acting bad, so I don't want you to miss anything.
That's good thinking. That's my man right there. All right. Go get your good son.
I'll go get my good son.
Wait. Where's your wife?
Oh, I told her to wash her feet with a whole bar of soap.
Oh, thank God. That was disgusting.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go get my good son.
Yeah, you do that. Oh, honey, you're going to love this kid. He's the best kid ever. We could never have a kid better than this one.
Jeffy, wake up!
Good morning, Father.
What? Jeffy, why are you dressed like that?
Oh, these are the clothes that you bought me by being a very working hard father, and I appreciate it very much.
But you've never worn those clothes before. Like, Jeffy, like, you're acting really weird. What happened to the pits on your nose?
Oh, well, I realized that it was very unhygienic, and I apologize for ever shoving it up my nostril.
Jeffy, you're not acting the same. What happened to your helmet?
Oh, I thought it was very foolish of me to wear my helmet when I was not riding a bicycle. And I apologize for embarrassing you in public.
No, Jeffy, I don't have time for you to act like this. I understand I called you a bad boy, so now you're trying to act like a good boy to try to be sarcastic and be an idiot. But no, I need you to act like a bad boy, because there's a guy in there that's paying me $10,000 for you to act crazy and break stuff and act stupid. So I need you to take this lighter.
Okay, would you like me to light some candles, Daddy?
No! I need to take this lighter and light the house on fire. I'd just be really bad because the guy's paying me $10,000 for you to be a bad boy. So I don't have time for you to be a good boy. Be a bad boy!
Well, lighting the house on fire would put everyone in danger and that would be extremely unsafe.
I need you to be like that, Jeffy! Stop it! You're coming with me to the other room and I need you to act crazy, break stuff, just go crazy, come on! Alright, here's my son, Jeffy.
It's a pleasure to meet both of you this evening. Ma'am, you look very beautiful.
Oh my gosh, you're so nice!
Yeah, he's really nice. Dude, what's going on?
I think
I see what's going on. You're just making him look nice so that later when he starts breaking stuff, he'll look really crazy. Alright, it's a good idea.
Yeah, that's what's happening. That's definitely what's happening. Alright, Jeffy.
Father, if it's not too much trouble, I would like to be called Jeff from now on. It sounds more proper.
He's so well-mannered.
Yeah, he sure is, but when's he gonna start cussing, though?
Oh, don't worry, he's gonna start cussing. Jeff, I found this hammer. What are you going to do with this hammer?
Oh, would you like me to build an orphanage for all of the homeless orphans?
He's so caring and selfless!
Yeah, some people would even say he's a little too caring and selfless.
Oh, no, he's going to go crazy. Whoa, watch this. All right, Jeff, why don't you take this hammer and go break a hole in the wall and yell the F word really loud?
Well, that would be very immature of me and cost you a lot of money and damages.
And he doesn't fall under peer pressure!
All right, all right.
All right, time out, time out. Me and Mario are going to go into the other room, and we're going to talk about why Jeffy's so nice, because I want to know how you get a kid to act like that. Come on.
Okay, Jeff and I will get better acquainted.
What is going on? What the hell is going on?
I don't know. He usually acts bad. I don't know why he's acting so good.
Yeah, I don't understand this. Why isn't he being bad? I don't even recognize that kid in there.
I know. He was bad earlier. Look what he did earlier.
Where's this kid? I want this kid back. I sniff butts. That's gold. My wife would hate that.
I don't know. He did this earlier, and he even broke a hole in my wall earlier.
Well, that, I actually did that a few videos ago. But this is awesome. Why can't he do this?
I don't know. He usually is always bad. I don't know what could have happened.
Well, did you tell him to be good or something?
Well, actually.
What?
Well.
What?
Earlier, I wished on a shooting star that I wish he would be good for one night.
What, you did what? You wished upon a shooting star? Everybody knows that when you wish upon a shooting star, it comes true. I would sing the Disney song, but Jiminy Cricket would fuck me.
Well, okay, I got an idea. Why don't we just show your wife this wall and say that Jeffy did it earlier and then she wouldn't want him?
Yes, that's good. That's great. Okay, yeah, we'll show her this and then we'll just tell him that he's on meds and that's why he's being good now.
Yeah. He always goes crazy, but he has to be on a lot of medicine not to act normal.
Yeah, okay. I'll go get her.
Hey, baby.
Morning, Jeff is the sweetest kid. I told him I was thirsty and he got me this bottle of water.
Yeah, how sweet of him.
Father, may I use the restroom?
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I did tell her that one thing.
Oh, honey, yeah. I mean, this kid seems nice, but I think this kid is bad news.
Bad news? But he's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, well, you're not going to think that after you see what he did to this wall. Come look. All right, honey, check this out.
What? Jeff, what are you doing?
Oh, I noticed there was some graffiti on your wall, so I thought I would repaint the wall for you, Father.
Aw, he's a handyman, too!
What's wrong with you? Be normal!
Boydie, why are you yelling at him?
Because he's not usually like this.
Yeah, he's usually breaking stuff and... Ooh, I got an idea.
What?
Okay, every time Jeff sees some green beans, he throws them. So let's go down to the kitchen and try to feed Jeffy green beans, and then your wife will see how crazy he is.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, man, honey, I'm really hungry for green beans specifically. I think we should go downstairs and eat a whole plate of green beans.
Yeah, let's go do that. Come on, Jeff, it's time for you to eat some green beans.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm. This looks like a scrumptious plate of green beans, doesn't it, Jeff?
It actually does. Thank you, Father, for going to work and working so hard to provide this amazing meal. Shall I say grace?
What?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this food, and thank you for allowing us to live another day. God is good, God is great, thank you for this food, amen. Shall we eat our green beans?
No, we're not gonna do that. This is not how you usually act. This whole thing is bull. Here's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to pick up the plate, and you're supposed to throw it like that. That's what you always do.
No! We're going home right now! I don't think you're mature enough to have a kid!
Really? Okay. Thanks, man!
Well, Jeffy, I'm so mad at you! The day I need you to act bad, you act really good! And I don't know why you had to act so good! I need you to act bad, but you had to act so good!
Mario! What? Why are you yelling at Jeffy? He can't do anything right! You yell at him when he's bad, and now you're yelling at him when he's good! And it just doesn't make sense! Let's go!
What's that noise? Oh no!
Jeffy, what are you doing?
You only wish that I would be a good boy for one night. And it's the next day, so...
What's up, dude?
Oh, hey, Joseph, you ready for movie night?
Yeah, whose turn is it to pick a movie tonight?
Oh no, it's Cody's.
Ah, dude, I don't want Cody to pick a movie. He's gonna pick another cheek flick.
Yeah, you know what? We gotta hide the remote so he can't pick a movie.
Yeah, got you.
Hey, guys, you ready for movie night? Yeah, I think I was going to watch The Notebook because we could all use a good cry. Or maybe Brokeback Mountain again.
Oh, well, we think movie night's canceled because we can't seem to find the remote.
What are you talking about? It's right here.
Oh, Cody, you're so good at finding things.
What are you talking about, guys? It was literally right here.
No, seriously, you're really good at finding stuff.
Well, maybe you're just really bad at hiding stuff.
Well, you take that back, because if we played hide and seek right now, you'd never find me.
Okay, you're on.
Okay, well, then let's play hide and seek.
Wait, what's that, Ken? Oh, Ken wants to play too, so you're gonna have to hide him.
But he's a doll, dude.
He's not a doll, Joseph. He wants to be included in our games.
Okay, Cody, fine. We'll hide Ken. So look, just count to 20.
Okay. One.
Come on, Joseph.
Two. Three.
All right, Joseph, hide somewhere really hard, because if Cody never finds us, we never have to watch a stupid movie.
Okay, dude.
Okay, where do I hide Ken? Yeah, right there.
Where do I hide? Oh, in the washing machine. Perfect.
Cody will never find me in here. We'll never have to watch a stupid movie again.
Oh, man, where should I hide? Oh, the pantry.
Oh, yeah. Cody will never find me in here.
19. 20. Ready or not, here I come. Junior, Joseph, come out wherever you are. Oh, nice try again. But you forgot I have 20/20 vision with my glasses on. Junior, Joseph, I already found Ken. And it'd be a real shame if I found one of you in the pantry.
Oh, come on, Cody. That's not fair. How'd you find me so fast?
Another one back to dust.
Oh, you really are good at hide and seek.
I told you. All right, now where is Joseph?
I don't know.
Oh, Joseph, come out to play, eh? Junior, you smell that? Smells like some nice hot Joseph cookies. Joseph, you sly dog. You know, we are going to be watching a movie, so I should probably make some popcorn. Extra Joseph! Huh. Okay, Joseph, okay. You know, I am feeling a little parched, so I could really use a nice warm glass of Joseph! I really thought he'd be in there. Hey, Junior, do you have any coffee mugs? I could really use a nice hot cup of Joe. Sif! Oh, okay, Joseph. You want to crank it up to expert mode, huh? All right, I fuck with that. But you're not going to be any match for my hide-and-seek powers.
Hide-and-seek, roll out.
Oh, God, Cody.
Beep, 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 beep. Uh-oh, Junior, my Joseph detector's going off. You know, this couch looks kind of lumpy. Yeah, it's kind of... It's not too hard. It's not too soft. I think it might be... Joseph! Huh. Okay, I guess my Joseph detector needs to be calibrated.
Joseph!
Where?
I meant to call you Cody.
Oh, I thought you knew where he was. Shut up.
Cody, I was trying to tell you to shut up.
Beep, beep, beep. Uh-oh, Junior, my Joseph detector is going off. Peekaboo. Well, there's no Joseph, but there's a bunch of Legos and shit down there. That's cool.
Why would Joseph hide under the cushion you were counting on?
I don't know, Junior. I've searched the whole rest of the goddamn house. It's the only place left he could be.
Well, do you give up?
Yeah. All right, Joseph. I give up. You win.
You hear that, Joseph? Cody gives up. You won at hide and seek.
You can come out now.
Joseph, come out. You won.
Come on, smartass. I get it that you're good at hide and seek.
Joseph, Cody gives up.
Come on.
Joseph. Joey. I'll let you know whenever he comes out.
Okay, I'm just really embarrassed by this whole thing. I think I'm just gonna go home.
All right. Joseph, you're the champion. I see you can come out whenever you want, but Cody's going home. Okay, we get it. You're a champion. Stop playing around. Oh, whatever. He'll come out eventually.
I'm done playing. Help! 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 Help!
Help! Oh, it's time to do laundry. Yeah, fuck that. I'll do that next month.
Hey, Junior, check out my amazing Spider-Man action figure. He's got a bunch of hands you can use.
Whoa!
Yeah, damn right. Whoa, look at that. He's got all kinds of webs and shit.
That's so cool.
Yeah, where's Joseph? I want to show him.
I don't know. I haven't seen him in like 2 weeks.
Well, did he ever come out after we got done playing hide and seek?
I don't know. I never saw him. I mean, I went to sleep, so he could have, but I have never seen him since.
Oh, and you like haven't talked to him?
No, I have not talked to him since we played hide and seek.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is, but I just assumed he's still hiding because he wants to be the hide and seek champion.
But still, I mean, nobody's looking for him. It's been 2 weeks. He's just been hiding that whole time?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Should we, like, call the cops?
I mean, we could call the cops and just ask them if that's weird.
Yeah, yeah, just to get their opinion, yeah. Yeah, I'll go call them, yeah.
Yeah. Can I open the Spider-Man toy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey there, somebody call the cops? Oh, Spider-Man! Spider-Man! Spider! I don't know if that's copyright, so I'll shut the fuck up. Anyway, why you guys call me? Is it give your local police officer a cool Spider-Man toy day?
No.
It never is it? So what do you guys want?
Well, we need your opinion.
Well, 911's not usually used for giving advice, but go ahead, I'll give it a shot.
Okay, so 2 weeks ago we were playing hide-and-seek with my friend, and we never found him. And now it's been 2 weeks, and we still haven't found him.
Oh, I see what's going on here. Your stupid little friend thinks he's the hide-and-seek champion, huh? Well, tell him to move over, because the real hide-and-seek champion's standing right in front of you. Me.
You're the hide-and-seek champion?
Damn right I am. Let me tell you the story about how I became the hide-and-seek champion. So when I was a kid, I was the hide-and-seek champion. All my friends would come over, and we'd play hide-and-seek, and no one could ever find me. They'd always yell, "We give up," and I'd pop out of my hiding spot, the champion. But then, this one kid showed up. His name was Hide-and-Seek Zeke. See, Zeke, he could hide in places no other human being could possibly fit in. It's like he had no bones. He could just slither into hiding spots like a snake. There was this one time I was looking for Zeke for an entire 24 hours, and I finally gave up. And Zeke jumped out of a fucking toaster. I know that sounds physically impossible, but it's true. I don't know how the fuck he did it. And when it was Zeke's turn to seek, he would find everyone in seconds. Just, gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Zeke was the new hide-and-seek champion. So this one time, Zeke was seeking, and I ran out of my house, hopped on a train to Boston, stowed away on a steamboat to London, changed my name to London Guy, got plastic surgery to change my entire face, and still, Zeke found me. I was so pissed. So I decided to hide cameras in my house, and we played hide-and-seek again, and I saw Zeke hide in a box of Fruit Loops. So I lit my house on fire and I ran out.
So yeah, Zeke died in a fire. And you know the funny thing is? The police sure as hell found his burned remains. He even sucked at hide-and-seek when he was dead.
So you killed a guy because he was better than you at hide-and-seek?
No, he wasn't better than me at hide-and-seek, because if he was, the fire never would have found him. I guarantee you, if I ever die in a fire, no one's ever finding my body. That's how good I am at hide-and-seek.
I mean, I guess that would make you really good at hide-and-seek.
Thank you. So I'm gonna find your stupid bitch-ass friend, even if I have to burn this whole house down. Officer Cuddlesworth! I'm gonna use my dog to find your friend.
Isn't that cheating?
No, because... Look, I'm better at hiding and seeking, okay? It just, they come together with the title of the game. Shut up. Come on, Officer Cuddlesworth, let's find that kid.
What? The laundry room? Why'd you bring me to the laundry room? What's in there, boy? Is there something in there? A skeleton? But it's not Halloween anymore. That must mean it's a dead body. Jinkies. Well, I better take the skeleton to the forensics lab and see if they can identify it.
Well, 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 look what I found.
Oh, I can do better than that.
Well, 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 look what the cat dragged in.
Well, my dog found it, so that doesn't make any sense.
Well, 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 look what I found in the washing machine.
You found a skeleton in the washing machine?
Yeah, and according to the forensics lab, a.k.a. Google, judging by that green hat, this is your friend.
What? Which friend?
Joseph, the one that died.
Wait, he's dead?
Yeah.
He's a skeleton?
Yes.
Well, so he must have got locked in the washing machine while trying to hide during hide-and-seek and died.
Or maybe someone locked him in the washing machine and then made up a story about hide-and-seek to cover for it.
What, you think we killed Joseph?
Yes, I do think that, so you're under arrest.
But if we killed Joseph, why would we call the cops?
Well, because you wanted his body to be found, so it looked like an accident.
But it was an accident because he must have accidentally locked himself in the washing machine.
Yeah, 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 tell it to the judge, come on. Come on!
Come on, where?
To court, where the judge is, so you can tell him what you said.
Okay.
I've been working on the railroad. I mean, order, order, order. I am the Honorable Judge Bobak, and today we will be hearing the case of Junior and Cody, who are being accused of murdering their friend Joseph, his friend from school, and hiding his body. Junior and Cody, how do you plead?
Not guilty, Your Honor, this is bullshit. We were playing hide and seek and Joseph clearly got stuck where we couldn't find him and then he died.
Then why didn't you call the cops? Your friend was missing for weeks and you didn't say anything?
Well, we just thought that Joseph really wanted to win hide and seek, that he wanted to be the greatest hide and seeker ever.
That's not possible. I'm the greatest hide and seeker ever.
Okay, but for weeks? He didn't come out to use the bathroom or eat? You see how this doesn't make any sense?
I don't know. I guess I thought Joseph might have had snacks in his hat.
Snacks in his hat, Junior? No, Your Honor, listen. We didn't kill Joseph. It was just an accident during hide-and-seek.
I think I have a way to determine if this was an accident or murder. Officer Guy, you claim to be the world's best hide-and-seeker, yes?
Claim? It's a goddamn fact, Your Honor.
Junior and Cody, I sentence you to play a game of hide-and-seek with Officer Guy. If you can find him, that proves you are good at hide-and-seek, and Joseph truly did just get stuck and die in an unfindable spot. But if you can't find him, you will be sentenced to life in prison.
Oh, sorry, kids. I don't give a shit if you spend the rest of your life in prison. I'm the hide-and-seek champion. Come on, let's go.
All right, you little punks. I hope you're ready to spend the rest of your life in jail.
Nuh-uh.
What? Nuh-uh? Okay, all right, fine. Yeah. Nuh-uh.
Well, we're gonna...
Nuh-uh.
We're gonna win.
Oh, yeah? You and what other person?
Me?
Okay, you in what third person? Because you're going to need a whole army to find me. A whole army of Where's Waldo champions. Better start calling some flies to help you.
Flies?
Yeah, because they got like thousands of eyes that look in a bunch of different directions. That's what you're going to need to find me.
Okay, let's just do it.
Okay, fine. Let's go over some rules first. So you're going to have to count to 10, but like really slowly. So it's like 20. And you can't count at the same time. Because if me and him count at the same time, we can't do that because we share a voice. I'm picking you. You get to count, but you count slow. Okay, you got that? And no peeking, and no using my dog, and no burning the house down because that's my move. Got it?
Okay.
Okay. Go!
One. Two.
They're going to see that.
Three.
Yeah.
Four.
They're going to find me under here.
Five.
Oh, it's like right in front of them.
Six. Seven. Eight.
Ooh, it's like Legos and shit down here.
Nine.
This is the shit, yes.
10. Ready or not, here I come.
You said come. Might as well say ready or not, here I splooge. Ready or not, here I nut.
I found you.
Oh, shit, come on, that's not fair. No. It's first of all, it's freaking hot in here, and my nose is all stuffy, and I feel like I can't breathe. I don't know what's going on. Okay, I'm so distracted. There's just so much happening, and I don't know the layout of this house. Okay, I didn't grow up here. I don't know this house. I don't know where the good hiding spots are. I know my house. We should do this at my house. Yeah, do it again at my house. Oh, shit, I burned my house down. Okay, well, that's not going to work, okay? And look, this wouldn't work. If this was a regulation game, like a league hide-and-seek game, this shit wouldn't work, okay? So you don't win.
Well, I found you fair and square.
No. I think we should do it again. Double or nothing.
What, double or nothing? Double our life sentences?
Yes.
No, listen, if you go tell the judge, you better either tell him we found you, or we're going to go tell him that you killed your friend Zeke when you were a kid and burned your house down.
Touche. Okay, but you still didn't win hide and seek, okay? It's not regulation, so it doesn't count.
Well, what about our friend Joseph? He's still dead.
Oh, yeah, he sure is. But hey, you got Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, Junior.
Yeah, I'm bored, dude.
Yeah. You guys want to invite all our friends over and have a playtime?
Yeah!
Oh, dude, that'd be sick!
It's been forever.
All right, Joseph, you be the wife.
Okay.
And Cody, you be the daughter.
Okay.
Let's invite all our friends!
Yeah!
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, hi, honey. How was work?
It was really stressful. We have a big meeting tomorrow, but I think I might make partner.
Oh, my God. You're definitely going to make partner. You're such a hard worker.
Wait, what are you cooking?
Only your favorite. Hot dogs.
Oh.
What's wrong?
Well, you know my favorite meal is hamburger, so I don't know why you would make hot dogs. It might be for someone else.
No. It's not for someone else. Look, we ran out of hamburger meat.
Oh, we ran out of hamburger meat. Well, maybe, just maybe, while I'm at work working my ass off, you can get off your fat ass and go to the grocery store and buy some hamburger meat. Or you can just cut it off your thighs since you're a cow.
How dare you, Julia? You know I've been trying to exercise more.
Exercise? Walking from the living room to the bedroom is not exercising. Go join a gym, you cow.
I'm not a cow! Why do you always have to ruin a perfectly good meal?
This is not a perfectly good meal. These are two small wieners.
Oh, don't talk about small wieners. You can't even keep your small wiener up for 30 seconds.
You don't have to look at your ugly face.
That's
why I turn you around, so I can laugh long.
Oh, I'm glad you're behind me, so I can imagine it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You always bring up Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Because his big muscles, though.
He doesn't have big muscles. He's fat now.
No, he's not. Don't ever say that.
He's sexy. He's muscular.
He's a governor. He's very well respected.
Terminator sucks.
Oh, I can't believe you.
Dad, why are you eating cheese and crackers for dinner?
I'll tell you.
Here he goes.
So, Sally, what is my favorite thing to eat?
Cheeseburgers.
And what's on your plate?
A hot dog.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? The thing that came out of your vagina knows what I like to eat more than you do.
Every time you have to do this!
Because I would like to come home after a long day of work to my favorite meal, not this shit!
I told you we didn't have any hamburger meat!
Then all you do is sit on your ass all day, just go to the store and get the hamburger meat!
And you give me money!
I give you money and you spit on other stuff!
Guys, can we please just not argue for one night?
Yeah, sure.
I guess so.
So, Sally, how was school?
It was okay.
Wait, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Well, I got a call from the school today, and it said that they handed out report cards. So where's your report card?
I lost it.
You lost it?
You didn't lose that report card, Sally. Where's that report card?
Yeah, grab the belt.
Oh, I'm getting that belt.
No, you don't need it. Oh, you don't need the belt.
Okay, so then what grade did you get?
Maybe it's better if you guys do argue.
What grade did you get, Sally?
I got 3 D's.
3 D's?! I can't believe you!
Well, 3 D's is still, you know, not as many D's as your mom took in college.
At least I went to college!
You know, I went to college at f***ing sorority party!
Guys, you're fighting again! Dad, can you pass the mustard?
No, you need some exercise. Grab it yourself.
Dad, I think the mustard's expired.
Oh, great. Well, the condiments wouldn't be expired if somebody would just go to the grocery store.
I would go to the grocery store if I had cash.
I give you money, but you keep spending it on Candy Crush.
It's the only thing that brings me satisfaction in this world.
Well, I feel bad for you then.
Well, Dad, can I get $5 for a field trip?
$5 for a field trip? I pay taxes. I pay for those schools. I shouldn't have to give any more money for field trips.
It's only $5, do you?
But it adds up. Can I get $5 for a field trip? Can I get $25 for a backpack? Can I get $50 for a yearbook?
I guess I just won't go then. But the kids that don't go have to stay at school and do work.
Well, good. You need to work on your grades anyway. So where was this field trip gonna go?
The zoo.
The zoo?!
Oh, why you got to mention the zoo?
You live in a zoo! Look, there's the pig exhibit, there's the cow exhibit, and also there's the hippo exhibit, and it's also an aquarium. There's the whale exhibit!
Stop calling me animal singer!
Okay, Shamu, I'll stop.
Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna go to my room.
Yeah, you know what? Jog there so you can lose some weight.
You know what? Terminator's a good movie!
No, it's not! No, it's not! No, she's just like you, both y'all are whores!
Oh, yeah, she's a smart whore, though!
Okay, you know, I'm gonna go grab my beer, and I'm gonna go sleep on the couch.
You silly drunk, that's why you dropped it!
Oh no! What time is it? I'm gonna be late for my meeting! Oh my god, you didn't wake me up! I'm gonna be late to my meeting!
Well, I'm not a rooster, Junior. That wasn't on the list of animals you called me!
Okay, I don't have time to argue right now. Is breakfast ready?
Well, the eggs are almost done.
No, I need something to take with me to work.
Well, the toast is over there!
You burnt the toast!
Oh, I'm not a good multitasker! I'm trying to make the eggs right now!
You're not good at multitasking? Well, you were really good at multitasking when you banged the whole football team in high school!
Don't bring up high school, Bad Geek! I was a cheerleader, okay?
I don't have time for this right now! I'm gonna get a beer!
He's such a drunk!
Alright, everyone, thank you for coming to the meeting. Before we get started, I want to let you know that I stopped by Target on the way here and got me a coffee. Vanilla cream.
Ooh, nice choice, sir.
Thank you. Have you seen Junior?
He is not here, sir.
Alright, I guess we'll get started without him. You mind telling me why we shit the bed Tuesday after the bell?
Well, we did awesome on Tuesday morning, but by the time Tuesday afternoon came around, somebody tweeted the N-word, and yeah, we tanked.
Tweeted the N-word, huh?
Yes, sir.
Gets us every time.
I'm here, sir. I'm sorry I'm late. I was in traffic. There was a hot air balloon crash, and they had to detour the interstate.
Thank you for deciding to join us, Junior.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm here. I'm ready to... I'm listening.
Are you fucking drunk?
Just listen. Just a little bit. I'm gonna put my beer right there. I'm ready. I'm capable.
Listen to me. We have one of our biggest investors coming. PJ Crenshaw. And if you fuck me today, your ass is done. So don't fuck me.
I'm here. I'm listening.
Hey, everybody. I'm here.
Oh, he's here. He's here.
Oh, PJ Crenshaw!
Hasta la vista.
Yeah, so I just want to know, how are PJ's PJs selling?
Well, we have the numbers right here, as you can tell.
Sorry, I didn't spill it. There was nothing left. I was just trying to move the bottle so I could see the chart.
You lock that shit up right fucking now.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so as you see here, sales were going great Tuesday. And then by Tuesday after the bell, someone tweeted the N-word.
It was me. I thought of a genius marketing thing for your pajamas, Mr. PJ. Tell him what I said.
Yeah, he said, niggas love pajamas.
That's what I said.
He's not wrong, but he shouldn't have tweeted it.
I shouldn't have tweeted it, but then, if you notice, the sales got better because I tweeted an apology. Tell him what I said.
He said, I'm sorry, my niggas. I thought we all love pajamas.
Hashtag respect.
Yeah, hashtag respect.
Yeah, so if you notice, I am a genius. I'm like Papa John. I said the N-word.
Okay, look, all I need to know is how much money is going into PJ's pockets.
All right, Junior, you want to take the lead on that one?
Oh, yeah, I did the numbers last night. It's in my briefcase. I didn't bring it, but I got it all up in my noodle. Hold on. Let me think. What's the number?
Spit it out, Junior!
That 4.
4 what?
400, 4,000, 4 million.
Is this it, dude?
5. Listen, I didn't do it, but if you just let me go home and rest, I promise I'll get you your number by tomorrow.
Oh, you can go home and never come back here a fucking again.
I get to work from home like some COVID shit.
No, you're fucking fired. You're fucking me.
I can't get fired. I can't lose this job. Please don't fire me, sir. Please.
Well, you're fired for coming to work drunk.
Oh, listen,
Mr. PJ, please, talk to him. Tell him that I need the job. The country needs me here.
No, I'm sorry, man. You're jacking my C's.
You said the N-word.
I can't do this anymore.
I'm sorry, Mr. PJ.
Ooh, I love me some Candy Crush.
Who could that be interrupting my Candy Crush?
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. I'm going door-to-door selling pedicures. Well, a whole spa package, really.
Ooh, well, I am a little tense, and I don't really spend money on myself. How much?
Well, for you, pretty lady, I'll give you a discount.
A discount? Well, come on in.
All right, ma'am. What we have here is the Spa Chair Deluxe. The way it works is this bucket here you fill it with nice, warm water. Then you soak those beautiful feet in it. And after that, I give it a nice, long massage.
Ooh, you're such a gentleman. You're so nice. But I got a better idea. How about you give me a full body massage in the shower?
Okay, ma'am.
Ooh, make sure to get between the cracks.
Yes, ma'am.
Baby, you hear?
Ooh, that's a man right there.
Stop playing with the shower head on your hoo-ha and get out here and talk to me.
Tell you, what are you doing home so early?
Is that your husband?
Well, you're cheating on me, you bitch!
I was just trying to sell her the spa package.
Oh, and it's a package, all right.
You're showering with another man! I'm gonna grab the knife!
You better get out of here!
You don't have to tell me twice.
Oh, my God.
Where's the knife? Oh, I'm gonna kill this bitch.
Show your duty, Junior. Put the knife down right now.
I'm gonna go cut his dick off.
You're not. You're not gonna cut anybody's dick off. You know you haven't been satisfying me for years, and you've been calling me cows and pigs, all types of animals.
You're right. I'm sorry. I forgot you're a pig. Like from Charlotte's Web. Hey, everyone, come see Wilbur.
Stop disrespecting me.
That's some pig. That's some bitch.
I can't believe you. All you do is disrespect me every chance you get. I want a divorce right now.
I want a divorce, too.
Well, you better tell our daughter.
I'll tell her right now. I'll tell her at dinner. So you better get your fucking stupid dinner ready. It's the last dinner you ever cook.
Dad, why are you not eating?
I'm not hungry.
Oh, well, how was work?
You f***ing bitch.
But what?
You told her, didn't you?
Told her what?
That I lost my job.
You lost your job?
Yeah, I lost my job. What about it?
Is it because you're drunk?
No, I lost my job because my boss found out I was married to a pig and said that bestiality is illegal.
Oh, don't blame me for your drunken antics, Junior.
Yeah, listen, Sally, that's why I'm not eating. I can't afford food.
Well, Dad, why don't you just get a new job? The ice cream truck down the street is hiring.
I'm not working at no stupid ice cream truck. I used to be a CFO.
Junior, isn't there something you need to tell Sally?
Yeah, so me and your mother want to be mature about this.
Mm-hmm.
There's something we want to tell you. I caught your mom getting banged in the shower today.
What did that? That did not happen.
Yeah, it happened. She was bending over. I don't know why she was eating hot dogs because she got one in the shower and her ass.
Your mom needs loving too, okay?
Yeah, from a salesman. You get bent over in the shower.
Your dad is not giving me loving, so we're getting a divorce.
Yeah, we're getting a divorce.
Well, that's probably good. You guys aren't happy anyway.
Well, there's something else we need to tell you. We're going to continue to live with each other because we can't afford another house.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're going to try not to argue.
Yeah.
But when she sees me bringing some hot babe, she's going to get jealous.
You pay for the
Oh, okay, well, you know, you ain't getting that guy who shoved his in your
Oh, my God, come on. He was pleasing me. Oh, please me way better than you.
So where's that place that said he's hiring?
Oh, Thomas, you're such a gentleman.
Oh, I'm just doing my duty, ma'am. Now let's get you some ice cream.
Well, you don't think I'm fat?
No, I think you're perfect just the way you are.
Aww.
Hello? Does anyone work here?
Welcome to the ice cream scoop. What can I do for you?
Junior, is that you working at an ice cream truck? How pathetic.
Now, honey, let's not be rude.
What, honey? Wait, are you dating him now?
Of course I am. He's a better man than you.
Okay, well, what do you guys want? Because you know you don't have to go buy ice cream. You're dating a cow. You can just milk her udders and make ice cream.
Sir, that is not nice.
Okay, well, you want to fight? You want to fight, huh?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Just give us our ice cream, damn it.
What do you want?
Oh, give me a banana split.
Ooh, good idea.
Don't you do enough splits on his banana?
How dare you? You know what? I don't even want to eat this ice cream anymore.
I'll be right there, honey.
Hey,
yes, she does.
You little bum. Hey, watch this. That's what I think about you.
Sir, I'll beat you.
You know, I'm coming out there. Yeah, you better run, you bitch. Walk it on sunshine. Oh, shit. It's the cops. Okay, just gotta keep it cool. I'm gonna keep it cool.
Sir, you were swerving pretty badly back there.
It's probably because I'm drinking and driving.
You're drinking and driving?
No, I have a beer in my car for no reason.
Sir, I'm gonna need you to exit the vehicle.
I think you should get in my vehicle and we recline these seats.
Get out of the car.
Okay, big bad police officer trying to strip search me, huh?
I'm gonna need you to try to walk a straight line.
Walk a straight line? Give me something harder.
Okay, sir, you're under arrest.
Oh, you can't arrest me. You got to catch me first with my beer.
All right, sir, you made bail.
Wait, someone bailed me out? Someone loves me?
I don't know, sir, but you better stay off the street.
Sick, Junior, you just sick.
You bailed me out? You love me?
I don't love you, and Thomas bailed you out. Thank him.
I sure did.
Wait, you bailed me out?
Of course I did. I mean, I felt bad because I stole your wife, and you don't deserve to be in jail. Your life's already as bad enough as it is.
Yeah, you're right. Well, thanks, man, for bailing me out. How about you give me a big hug?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, come here, give me a hug.
Stop it, Junior! No, don't hurt him!
What is all that noise about?
We were playing, and then he punched me in the face.
Well, we're playing playtime, Chef Peter. You know how bad it gets.
It's time for your friends to go home, Junior.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Okay, dude.
Man, Chef Peter, you know how to ruin a fun time.
Hey there, the story I'm about to tell you is gonna be kinda weird. I'm Papa Elf, and here at the North Pole, us elves make toys for all the children all over the world. Now us elves, we're little guys, okay? We're tiny, we're like midgets, but smaller. Am I allowed to say midget? I mean, I'm an elf, I basically am one. Yeah, we're like midgets, we're tiny. So, this one time, Santa Claus was delivering presents, and it was the last house of the night. And he put his bag on the ground like an idiot, and some baby crawled into his bag and stowed away. So when Santa Claus got back to the North Pole, he opened up his bag, and there's a baby in there. And then instead of, I don't know, returning him home and calling his parents or calling the police, Santa decided to keep the baby, like some kind of weird Epstein shit. And then he looked at me and said, "You're gonna raise this baby like it's an elf." And I said, "Santa, he's gonna be fucking huge. He's gonna know he's not an elf." And he was huge. He was gigantic. He doesn't fit on our toilets, not in our chairs, not in our beds, and definitely not in our showers. He was really good on the basketball team, though. We won 6 championships in a row. So anyway, that is where our story starts. So enjoy, as a human tries to be an elf.
Okay, everybody, it's only a few days till Christmas. Sierra, how many zergs did you make today?
3,000.
3,000? You better step it up or you're not going to meet your quota.
Yes, sir.
Okay, man, how many bicycles did you make?
21,000.
Oh, good job. You're right on schedule. Okay, buddy, how many action sketches did you make?
1,000?
No. 100?
Just one.
Just one action sketch? How many campeones did you make?
Just one.
One campion? What about Blumpkin buttons?
Just that one.
What have you been doing all day?
They're really hard to make.
Buddy, just get out of here.
Okay.
Why is he so slow?
Because he's not even a real elf. If he hasn't figured out he's a human by now, he never will. If he hasn't figured out he's a human by now, he never will. Buddy, are you okay?
I'm okay. I just need some water.
No! Buddy, get your fat ass off me! Help! Somebody help! I can't breathe!
I hate my life! A human! Not an elf!
What's wrong, buddy?
Not right now, Mr. Narwhal! Papa Elf, am I a human?
Oh yeah, kid, no shit. Look how big you are. Sit down, I got a story to tell you. And then I went on to tell Buddy that his real father lives in Florida and doesn't pay his house payments. And Buddy wanted to go meet him. But I told him, things are way better here in the North Pole. You got all you can eat cookies and all the elf ass you can tap. I mean, he's pretty hung compared to us. It's bigger than any of ours, as you can imagine. But Buddy, he just wanted to go meet his dad, so he left.
All right, Buddy, before you go to Florida, there's 3 rules you gotta remember, okay? Number 1, Florida's hot as fuck, okay? So this ain't gonna work, all right? Number 2, we got this thing called lot lizards, all right? They hang out in the gas stations and the truck stops. For $25, you can get your candy cane sucked. You can get 2 for $30. And the last thing is, number 3 is, we don't mess with Disney World, okay? It's too expensive. It's $400, and you can wait 3 hours in line for maybe a 2-minute ride, all right? I wonder what I could get a lot lizard to ride me that long for $200.
Thanks, Santa. All right, Papa Elf. I'm going to go find my dad.
Good luck, buddy.
I'm going to miss you, buddy. Our basketball team's going to fucking suck.
Bye, Mr. Narwhal. I'm going to go find my dad.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Hey, Danny, someone's at the door.
Someone's at the door.
Someone's at the door.
I know there's someone at the door, Jeffy.
Well, then move this.
Yeah, Marvin, usually you said, someone's at the door.
I don't want to answer it because there's no one good comes at this time of night, so I'm just going to sit here. Okay, I'm going to answer it.
Hello?
Dad!
You look like an elf.
I am an elf, and I traveled so far to get here.
You look like you came from the North Pole.
That's exactly where I came from.
Rose, it's like a Christmas gram, like the things that sing to you.
I want to see. Oh, you look like an elf.
I am an elf from the North Pole.
From the North Pole?
Yeah.
Well, hurry up, get it over with, sing and leave.
Oh, you want me to sing?
Yeah, you're supposed to sing, right?
Hi, Daddy, I'm here at your house, and you had unprotected sex with a woman and got her pregnant, and you never knew I was born, so I'm here now, Daddy. I love you!
That was weird.
I never heard that Christmas carol before.
Well, you have a good day. Bye.
But, Dad, you're not going to let me in?
I'm not your dad. Stop calling me Dad.
No, you are my dad. Christy Boner is my mom.
Marvin, who's Christy Boner?
Oh, it's a girl I hooked up with 20 years ago.
Marvin, he could be your son.
There's no way he's my son. And we're not doing this random thing where another person shows up and says Dad. We already have Jeffy. You know what? I'll call a doctor and he'll do a DNA test. So come in for 5 minutes.
Oh, like you did to my mom?
Get in here. Okay. All right, baby. Go distract the elf while I tell Jeffy to go to bed.
What? Why?
I don't want Jeffy to know about the elf. Just go. Go, 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 go.
Hey.
Hey, Jeffy.
Yeah?
What are you... It's time for you to go to bed.
I got poopy on my finger.
Okay, time to go to bed.
Wait, why?
Because it's bedtime.
But it's 6 o'clock.
But Christmas tomorrow. Santa comes tonight.
Wait, Christmas isn't tomorrow.
Well, now it is. They changed it. They announced that Christmas is tomorrow.
Why did they change it?
Because, you know, it's a leap year. The leap years add up of one day, and they take away days. And also, the September, the Charlie Kirk day, Donald Trump took that day off the count. That's a day now.
Oh.
It doesn't count towards the year.
Okay.
And also, something about the Pearl Harbor.
Oh, okay. I remember that one.
Yeah, so now you can go to bed because Santa comes tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, I got business to take care of anyway.
Hey.
You know what time it is?
Blumpkin time.
Blumpkin time. And I gotta take the dukes while you do the soups.
I know.
All right, baby, can bring the elf in.
Oh, it's a red couch like Santa.
Yeah, so just sit right there until the doctor gets here.
What? Doctor? Why? Am I sick?
Oh, you're sick in the head.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yeah, this is the problem.
Oh, an elf, huh? Well, that's a really good costume. Where'd you get it?
Well, Papa Elf gave it to me.
Papa Elf?
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. I used to call my dad Papa Elf.
Well, listen, he thinks he's my son.
He is your son?
Well, listen, 20 years ago, I touched Christy Boner's hoo-hoos.
You touched Christy Boner's hoo-hoos?
Shimmy!
Yeah. Oh, man, I always wanted to get with Christy Boner.
Yeah, this is me.
So he's the result of that?
Yeah, he thinks he's my son, so can you, like, do a DNA test to see if he is?
Yeah, sure, let me get my needle. Okay, I got the needle, now I just need your finger.
What's the needle for?
Just gonna take some blood.
Well, I don't want you to take my blood, is it gonna hurt?
Well, yeah, especially if you don't stop moving around like that.
No, I don't want it to hurt, I don't want you to do that!
Marvin, just hold his arm.
Hey, buddy, wait, just calm down, breathe, just let me see your hand.
But why?
He's gonna take your finger.
I don't want him to take my finger, it's my finger!
He's not gonna take your finger, he's gonna take blood from your finger.
Well, look, I got some cotton balls in case I hit an artery and you bleed everywhere.
Well, what color's blood?
It's red, listen, you're not going to bleed.
No, son of a nutcracker!
Well, it's okay. Just use a cotton ball if it's bleeding.
Put some pressure on it.
What? Why did he do that?
He just ate a cotton ball.
You shouldn't do that. What? They're not.
No,
they're not for eating. They're for blood.
He keeps eating them. I don't understand.
That can't be good for him. Stop him.
Hey, do not eat that. Do not eat that.
How did he do that?
What, did your baby come out of my ear?
Yeah, he did. Like a magic trick. That was cool.
Listen, can you just go see if he's my son or not?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, fucking yeah, choke.
Okay, Marvin, I'm back from the lab. Here are the results. He's He's your son. Son, he's your son. Sorry, I'm just not very good at reading.
He's my son?
No, he's your son, so you can't read either.
What are the, there's no way he's my son!
Orphan, that's wonderful! You have another biological son!
Another biological son? Jeffy's not my son!
Sure he is, Marvin. He looks just like you!
He does not look like me. No, neither does he. I don't understand how he could possibly be my son.
Buddy, are you hungry?
Yeah, I haven't eaten since the Candy Cane Forest.
And why is he saying shit like that? He's saying from the Candy Cane Forest. He thinks he's from the North Pole.
Well, he grew up without a father, so maybe he just latched onto something from his childhood.
LeBron grew up without a father, and he's a four-time NBA champion.
Well, maybe he's autistic. I don't fucking know.
He's definitely autistic.
Marvin, we need to feed him dinner. Buddy, do you like spaghetti?
Yes.
Well, Marvin, we have leftover spaghetti. I'm gonna go heat some up.
Come on, buddy. Let's eat spaghetti. None for you. All right, buddy. Here's all the leftover spaghetti.
But Marvin, what if Jeffy wants dinner?
I have his plate of green beans over there. Jeffy, dinner's ready if you want it.
Could you pass the syrup?
Syrup? Wait, that's spaghetti.
Oh, I might have some. I do!
You're gonna put syrup on spaghetti.
Wow, you like sugar, don't you?
Yes! It's one of the four major food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
I'm all blunkened up.
Daddy, why did you give me green beans? I hate green beans!
Because, Jeffy, we had to give all the leftover spaghetti to your new brother, Buddy.
My new brother? Why did he get spaghetti with candy and sugar and shit all in it?
Because I think he might be on the spectrum.
Me too, but I have to eat this!
Well, listen, just eat your green beans and please be quiet, okay? We're just trying to figure out. We're trying to make him feel welcome. How's it going, Buddy?
It's ready.
It's ready. Oh, okay. There's someone else at the door. Maybe it's another idiot dressed like an elf. Hello?
Marvin, I need to use your house for a very important business meeting.
What, at my house for a business meeting? Why?
Miles Finch.
Who's Miles Finch?
You don't know who
I didn't pay my power bill.
Oh, yeah, you also didn't pay your house payment either.
Can you please just...
You don't know who
Can you turn him back on?
Hey, on! On! Clap on! Clap on!
Oh, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. But you don't know who Miles Finch is?
What, no.
He's only the most influential and famous child book author of our generation. He makes Dr. Seuss look like a chump.
Well, okay, so why are you bringing him here?
Because what we need to do is, we need to pitch him a multi-billion dollar child's book idea. What? And then we get to make a lot of money.
I don't have any children book ideas.
Well, you get to thank him, and then you also set up your dining room table. He'll be here any minute.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
I could burp like that too if I had a drink or something other than green beans.
Mother, I am going to bed.
Sorry, Jeffy. Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. He's having a very important business meeting in my dining room.
Oh, that's nice.
So please keep an eye on him.
I have marshmallow nipples.
What are all these people doing here?
For the meeting with Miles Finch.
Why do you care so much about this meeting?
Because we posted a -8 last quarter. A -8 that does not happen. Guys, tell them -8's bad.
Oh, it's bad.
It's really bad.
Not good.
And it's all their faults.
Sorry.
So what we need to do is, we need to propose a good book idea to Miles Finch so we can make some money. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, he's coming in, everyone! Stand up!
Please sit. Hello, everyone. I'm Miles Finch. Thank you. Stop. I'm Miles Finch, and I heard that you guys are in the crapper, and you need an idea for your new children's book. But I want to hear what you guys got first. You, what do you got?
Oh, well, I was thinking we have some ants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to collect food for grasshoppers.
That's Bug's Life, you idiot. Shut up! Blondie, what do you have?
There's a woman who lives with 7 dwarves. There's a boy with a peach.
Is it a big peach?
Huge. Giant.
Sounds like James and the Giant Peach, you nincompoop!
Oh, I knew it was familiar.
You red shirt!
Marvin, tell him your idea.
What idea?
Make one up.
There's a worm that lives in an apple, a red one. And he moves to a green apple because it's bigger. It belongs to his granny. It's the Granny Smith. She died. He inherited the apple, so he moved from the red to the green, and he likes it. It's bigger.
You're fucking blowing it. I don't know what to say.
No. Hold on. He may be onto something. I like that. Hold on.
You do?
Yeah. But instead of the apple, we make it an onion, and we get rid of the worm. So it's a sad onion. Because he has no friends, he's lonely. Because he's so smelly, no one wants to be around him. And he makes everyone cry. But one day, he falls in the water, and he meets a fish. See, fish can't smell, and fish can't cry. So he becomes friends with the fish. We'll call it the fish and the onion. No. The onion and the fish.
Miles fucking Finch, everybody!
Unbelievable! It's what I do, baby! Miles
Finch. Is that an L?
Dad, he's short like an elf.
You're hilarious, my friend.
No, don't pay attention to him. Just talk about the onion and the fish.
Okay, so I'm thinking for the title.
Does Santa know you left the North Pole?
Hey, Jackweed, I get more action in a week than you've gotten in your entire life. Women with big... fake bazongas, fake silicone implants. You know how many houses I have? 35. All across the world. Each one with a 75-inch plasma screen TV. Each one of those TVs with Hulu. Without ads. I'm talking 35 accounts. 35 TVs. 35 emails and passwords that I don't know. I have Spotify Premium. No ads. I have YouTube Premium. I haven't seen an ad in 20 years. I don't know what products are going to come out in the future. I don't know what comes out of my bank account. It's all subscriptions. That's how much money I have. I don't care.
That's a lot of subscriptions for one elf.
Are you feeling strong, my friend? Call me elf one more time, and I'll bite your ankles off.
Elf.
That's
elf,
it. Elf.
Come here, little fella!
Oh, I see bone.
Marvin Fantasy! You're addicted as fuck!
Why?
Because you cost me the book deal!
I didn't cost him, he did!
No, it's your fault!
That is it!
Never call Miles Finch again!
Buddy, get out of here!
Dad, I think my leg's broken!
Good! I want you out of my life!
But you're my dad!
I'm not your dad! You're a mistake! I never wanted you! Get out of here! Scram!
Just because you cussed out that elf, Marvin, doesn't mean that you're not evicted. You still gotta get the fuck out!
But, Mr. Goodman, look! Miles Finch left his book of good ideas!
The book of good ideas? What's in it?
Well, like this idea. It's about a chopstick that falls in love with another chopstick so they can eat food together.
Oh. That's brilliant!
Oh, and all his emails and passwords to all 35 Hulu accounts!
Oh, we are safe! Marvin, good news! You're not evicted anymore!
And we have Hulu now!
I feel bad that I cussed out that elf. I'm gonna go see if I can get him.
What the hell's wrong with this damn thing? Buddy, is that you?
My dad wanted nothing to do with me.
I told you Florida sucks.
Buddy.
Dad?
I just want to say I'm sorry for yelling at you.
Does that mean I get to come live with you?
No.
Fuck. Come on, buddy. Come with me and let's go get some lot lizards at the truck stop.
Okay.
I think I got this fixed.
Okay.
Careful, dude.
Shut up, Joseph.
I'm sorry.
I got it.
Oh, dude, that was so close.
I'm so glad we're playing Jenga.
Yeah, money Jenga.
All right, Richard, it's your turn.
Which piece do I want to go for? Oh, this one.
Careful.
Oh, you lost.
Yeah, you lost.
Actually, it looks like I'm winning.
All right, guys, so what game do you want to play now?
How about hide and seek?
Oh, well, let's play hide and seek.
Yeah, I'm really good at hide and seek.
Okay, I'll be it. All right, Joseph, you and Richard hide, okay?
Oh, okay, then.
I'm gonna count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ready or not, here I come. Oh, where are they at? All right, guys, I'm gonna find you. Just where are you at? Are you behind the teddy bear? No.
Are you inside that popcorn bucket? No. Joseph, you're there.
Oh, dude, how'd you find me?
You wouldn't stop laughing.
Oh, darn. I need to shut my mouth.
Oh, yeah, you do. Now I gotta find Richard.
Oh.
Richard?
Cha-ching! Oh, I'm allergic to your poor air!
Well, I got you, Richard. All right, Joseph, it's your turn.
Aw, man. Okay, dude.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Oh, let me see who it is.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey there. I'm here to pick up my son, Richard.
Okay. Richard, your dad's here.
Oh, thank God. Thanks for picking me up, Dad. It's so poor here. My allergies were acting up. Oh, and by the way, Junior, I accidentally clogged your toilet. Sorry.
But you clogged my toilet.
Wait, you clogged his toilet? Yeah, I accidentally used too much money when I was wiping. Too much money when you were wiping? You know you're only supposed to use one bill at a time. Show me. All right, right this way.
See that? There it is. That's it, mister! You are grounded! Grounded for what? You know you're only supposed to use one bill when you wipe, and you're wiping like we have endless amounts of money! Which we do, but you need to learn the value of money. So I think you need to get a job! A job? You poor! Yeah, that's exactly what we're gonna do. We're gonna get you a job, and I think you need to work at McDonald's! McDonald's? You poor people food! You get over here and let me smack those stupid AirPods out of your stupid head. Come here. Come on. Give me the other side. Come on. All right. You'll get those AirPods back when you've earned them. Now let's go to McDonald's.
Welcome to your first day at McDonald's. How you feeling?
Poor.
Exactly. That's how we all feel until we start making $15 an hour. Then we'd be lower middle class.
Well, how much am I making now?
$8.45 an hour.
$845 an hour? That's not too bad.
No, my silly white boy. $8.45.
Ew, poor.
Exactly. Let me show you the food layout. See, we got hamburgers right here, nuggets there, french fries, lettuce, and tomatoes. See, all this stuff was already made yesterday, okay? We just leave it out to give it flavor. And this stuff right here is the stuff people return. See, we just keep passing out the window till somebody accepts it. Now, let me show you how to make a burger. On a traditional burger, you got meat, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise. See, I know that's a lot, but I got a song to help you remember. First you add the meat, then you add the cheese, don't forget the lettuce, then you add tomatoes, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, it's very catchy. Come on, sing it with me. First you add the meat, then you add the cheese, don't forget the lettuce, then you add tomatoes, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise.
I'm not singing that poor song.
Do you want to get paid?
Yeah.
Come on, sing it with me. First you add the meat, then you add the cheese, don't forget the lettuce, then you add tomatoes, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise,
ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise.
Yeah! White boy got real good. Somebody at the drive-thru. Okay, get ready to make a sandwich, and don't forget the song, alright?
Alright.
Hello, I'm ready to order.
Another one.
Hey, don't be throwing bananas in my drive-thru.
I'm ready to order.
What you want?
Can I get,
You ready to order?
Yeah. Can I get a 10-piece nugget, drop fresh, a large fry with no salt, also drop fresh, with salt packets in the bag, a plain cheeseburger, and an ice cream cone?
Ice cream machine, bro.
Mm-hmm, of course it is. Well, then in that case, I'll just take Kool-Aid to drink.
Man, we don't sell Kool-Aid. We only got high C.
Oh, I can see that you high, because your ice cream machine always broke.
Look, is that all you want, ma'am?
Yeah.
All right, your total is $17.38.
All right, you accept EBT?
No.
You accept food stamps?
No.
When can I get your discount?
Look, it's my discount, ma'am. Look, can you please pull up for it? So we can get your food.
I ain't pulling up for it. There ain't nobody behind me.
Oh, my God. Look, I'll have your food in a minute, ma'am.
And they want $15 an hour. Yeah, you slam that window.
All right, Rashad, what we have...
My name's Richard.
Listen, Rashad, I'm trying to teach you something. Look, what we have here is what we call a bad customer. You can tell from a mile away. It's a dead giveaway. You can tell by the color. The color of their car.
Their car?
Yeah. She was driving a red car. People who drive red cars are always mad. Something about the color red. But, do you know what we do to bad customers?
What?
Ew, poor! Yeah, exactly. Now, she wanted a burger and some nuggets and fries dropped. So, can you drop them on the ground and take 10 minutes doing it? She also wanted an ice cream cone, but... We always tell the customers that the ice cream machine is broken. To be honest with you, we don't even have an ice cream machine. I don't even know why it's on the menu. But get to making her food, and I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. What do I do again? Oh, yeah, the song. Something about the meat. Then you grab some nuggets. How about the fries? Don't forget the tomatoes. Ketchup. All right, I'm done.
Let me see how you did.
Boy, what is this?
It's a cheeseburger.
The song, boy, the song.
I sing the song. You got a lot to learn. Let me just wrap this up and give it to her.
Okay.
What take you so long?
Hey, what I told you about throwing bananas in my drive-thru? Look, here's your food, ma'am.
My food hit the ground. I'm gonna need you to make me some more.
Look, I'm not making another burger for you, lady.
Well, I also had nuggets and fries.
Look, just have a good day, okay?
Let me speak to your manager.
I am the manager.
All right, then, well, let me speak to the owner.
Look, if you want to talk to the owner, how about you call old McDonald himself? He lives on the farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Well, I'll do you one better. I'll call Mayor McCheese.
Well, call Mayor McCheese, then.
All right, this ain't the last you heard of me, and they want $15 an hour.
Get out of my drive-thru, lady.
I'm leaving, and I'm
going to
pay my
banana, too. All right, Randy, I want you to work the drive-thru because I am stressed.
How do I do that?
Oh, it's super simple. They're going to pull up to the window. You say what real mean because it's inconvenient for you to take their order even though you work here. Now, they're going to give you their order. You make sure you get it wrong because we want them to come back. They're going to say they're not going to come back, but we're McDonald's. We got dollar burgers, and we're open 24/7. So go to the window and get to working.
My name is Richard.
Come on, Randy. Just go to the window.
Okay.
God.
All right. Work in the drive-thru. At least I don't have to touch that poor people food.
Can I have some food?
Ew! Did you sneeze on the window?
I'm hungry.
Oh, you're hungry? Well, do you have money?
No.
Well, then what are you going to give me for food?
Tomato.
Ew! I don't want your poor tomato. We don't accept tomatoes here.
I'm hungry.
Well, shoot! Get out of here! Shoot! Ew, poor.
Ugh. Raymond, did I just see you spray Windex at one of our customers?
Yeah, because he was poor.
Raymond. Look, all of our customers are poor. You just can't spray them with Windex, though. How about we have the perfect conversation you're supposed to have at the window? You be the driver, I'll be me.
Okay. Vroom, 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 vroom. In my Lamborghini.
Whatever. What do you want? Why aren't you at Burger King? Why are you ordering here?
Can I get a cheeseburger?
A cheeseburger? Wendy's is right down the street. All right, just pull up to the next window. See, it's that simple. See, now, you don't have to spray people with Windex, okay?
Let's forget my order wrong. And you want $15 an hour.
You know what? Go ahead of the burgers. I got this.
Did you just throw something at me?
Mm-hmm.
I bought a tomato from a homeless man because I ran out of bananas.
What do you want from me, lady?
I just want my order right because my booger had nuggets of fries on it.
Ain't that what you wanted?
No, I wanted it all separately.
You know what? Look, here's your tomato back.
I scram, lady. Oh, and you want $15?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. All right, Ryan. I don't know how much longer I can work here.
Me either.
Look, I'm dreaming of bigger and better things.
Right?
Like working at Chick-fil-A. But see, the customers here, it's so annoying.
And poor.
That too. Another one. What do you want? And can you please stop honking your horn?
Hey, I stole my dad's car because he wouldn't bring me to get a Happy Meal.
Cool. What do you want?
Can I get a cheeseburger Happy Meal with three toys?
The Happy Meal only come with one toy.
Well, I want three toys.
You're only getting one toy.
How about three toys?
It comes with one toy.
Three toys!
One toy!
Three toys!
Okay! All right, Robbie, we got another bad customer at the drive-thru. You know how I knew?
Because of the color of the car?
Exactly. The color of the car was red, so you know he's going to be mean. And he wanted a Happy Meal with three toys. Look, this ain't Toys R Us. I'm not giving him all them toys. You know what we're going to do to his food?
We're going to spit in the food?
Bingo. You learn it, Robbie. Okay, so fix the food and remember the song, okay?
Okay. All right, the song. Sometimes there's meat, bunch of cheese, lot of lettuce, a couple chicken nuggets, maybe a few tomatoes, ketchup, maybe the whole thing, mustard. Okay, that looks good. All right, it's ready.
Let me check the Happy Meal, see how you did. Wait, Rachel, you're not supposed to give them all the ketchup and mustard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Let me get them a drink.
Yeah.
Where's my Happy Meal?
Oh, here's your Happy Meal with the three toys.
Oh, thank you.
You're not welcome. All right, Rufus, I'm going to end your shift early today since it's your first day.
What does that mean?
That means you get to go home.
Oh, thank God. Charge, come pick me up in the helicopter.
All right, I'm going to get your check and then you can go home, okay?
How much money did I make?
Well, you only worked for like 10 minutes, so you made about 75 cents.
Ew, poor.
Welcome to the club.
Oh, Dad, I'm back from work. Wait a minute.
You smell poor!
I know, but I got paid! Hold on, let me see that. 75 cents. Congratulations! You've made enough money to buy 3 gumballs. Oh, Dad, I have a confession to make. I don't want to be poor. I don't want to work at poor restaurants anymore. And I'll even wipe my butt with 20s. Listen, son, you don't have to wipe your butt with 20s. That would be a disgrace to the Goodman name. We only wipe our butts with hundreds. But the fact that you said that you would wipe your butt with 20s shows that you appreciate money now. So let's go home and get out of this weird poor person's house. Oh, thank you, Dad. I love you so much. I love you too, son.
All right, class. Today, you have a math test. Today. And I hope you all study last night, because it's going to be a very hard test. I'm talking very hard. Now, let me go get your test.
What? I didn't know we had a test today.
Me neither, dude. Oh, I'm gonna fail.
Me too.
I'm not. I studied all night.
Cootie, why didn't you warn us that we had a test today?
Yeah, dude.
Well, you guys wouldn't have studied anyway.
Yeah, he's right, Joseph.
He's right.
Wait. What's that? What? Guys, I just found a penny.
Dude, is it heads up?
Yeah, it's heads up.
Oh, grab it. That's a lucky penny.
What, a lucky penny?
Yeah, hurry up and grab it, dude.
How is it lucky?
Dude, if you find a penny with its heads up, it's gonna bring you good luck.
What, really, Cody?
Well, some people say that, but I don't really believe it.
Oh, well, I'm gonna keep it anyway, because it's money. Oh, man, that's so cool that I found a penny. I just need to find 9 more and I have a dollar.
Junior, you're gonna fail this math test.
What, 10 pennies make a dollar, Cody?
Mm-mm.
Here you go, Junior. Here's your test. I hope you study.
Oh, man, I don't know anything on this test. I'm just gonna have to guess on all the questions.
All right, don't say here's your test. Hey, here's your test, Cody. All right, class. I just passed out everybody test. You're gonna have 10 minutes to take test. Once 10 minutes is up, I'm gonna make gong sound to let you know that it's over. All right? Now get started. Gong! That's gong sound. That means 10 minutes is over, and you gotta turn in your test.
Oh, man, I so failed.
All right, Junior, time to turn in your test. I know I passed.
Hey, Joseph, did you pass?
No way, dude. I guessed on every single one of them. I Christmas treated, see?
What, Christmas? You drew a Christmas tree?
Yeah, like, who doesn't like Christmas?
Duh.
All right, class, I'm gonna grade all your tests, and I'm gonna pass them back out to you.
Oh, God, my dad's gonna ground me when he finds out I failed this test.
Ha ha, sucks to be you, Junior. I can't get grounded, because I don't have parents.
Wait, Junior, why don't you just try studying?
Because I'm not a nerd, Cody.
All right, Cross, I finished grading your test, and only one of you got an A+.
Ha ha, it's your boy.
Hey, here you go, Joseph. There's your test.
An F? How did I fail my test?
Joseph, you literally drew a Christmas tree on the back of your test.
Oh, you're right. I should have drew it on the front of my test. Stupid.
Hey, here you go, Cody. Here's your test.
You see that? Hundo. A+. Wait, a B-?
Yeah, because you missed one question.
What, then who got the 100?
Junior, you got an A+100 on your math test.
I got an A+100? I didn't even study. I guessed on every question.
Dude, it must have been the penny, the lucky penny.
What, the lucky penny, Cody? The lucky penny helped me pass.
The penny did not help you pass your math test. You just got lucky.
But I guessed on every single question, Cody.
Dude, it's a lucky penny, duh.
No, he's just a good guesser.
I can guess your mom's weight. 600 pounds, she's fat.
Oh, burn!
Yes, she's fat.
Whatever.
Hey, guys, you want to go get a sandwich to celebrate my A+100?
Yeah, sure, dude.
Yeah, I could use a nice big footlong in me after this B.
All right, guys, let's go.
Okay.
Let me get my penny.
Welcome to Footlong Bangers. Our sandwiches are banging.
Yeah, I'll take the footlong banger with cheese.
There you go.
Oh, wow, that was fast.
Cool. I'll also have a footlong banger with cheese.
Ding, 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 ding.
What's going on? Is she having a stroke?
You are 1 millionth customer.
I'm the 1 millionth customer.
summer.
Come on.
You get free sandwiches for life.
You hear that, Jones? I get free sandwiches for life.
Dude, it must be the lucky penny.
Well, Cody, it's the lucky penny.
No, Junior. Literally, anyone behind me in line would have won.
And I was the one behind you, so I'm lucky.
But if I was behind you, I would have won.
Sounds like jealousy to me.
Yeah, sounds like you're jealous, Cody.
Yeah, that's not like
what? Jealous. Shut up, Wendy. You don't even know.
All right, let's take this cake home. And I want a sandwich to go, too. This is awesome.
Good cake. Junior, this cake is good, but that penny's not making you lucky.
Yes, it is, dude.
No, it's not.
The penny is lucky.
Yeah, Cody, the penny has to be lucky. Look, ever since I got this penny, lucky stuff's been happening. I passed that test. I didn't even study for it. I just guessed the answers. And then I was the millionth customer at the sandwich place.
Mm-hmm.
Junior, that's just two lucky things. It's just a coincidence.
Who's that? Hello?
Hey there, you're on the hit TV show, How Many M&M's Are in This Cup?
Oh my god, I love this show!
Me too, dude!
Yeah, your house was randomly selected to be the lucky house in the show.
It has to be the penny.
It's the penny.
It's the penny.
It's the penny.
It gotta be the penny.
It's the penny.
Okay, I don't know what that's about, but if you guess how many M&M's are in this cup, you win a trip to Disney World.
Disney World?
No way, dude!
So all I have to do is guess how many M&M's are in the cup?
Yeah, you have to guess exactly how many M&M's are in there.
No way, dude, that's impossible. You can't do that.
I guess I would say 384.
Wow! What? Yeah! What? Yeah, you nailed it! That's exactly right!
What? Oh my god! It's a penny! It's a penny!
It's a penny! It's a penny!
Yeah, you win two tickets to Disney World!
Oh man, you just have
to be with me! You do it! We gotta go!
Well, no, I mean, you win two tickets, but one of them has to be an adult.
Oh. I guess I'll just take Chef Pee Pee then.
Oh, well, it was cool that you won, though.
Yeah, it's super cool because
it was a penny.
Yeah, the penny.
Yeah, alright, your flight is in the morning at 6 o'clock, so you better get to sleep.
Okay, oh, we'll get there. Oh, that's awesome! Oh my gosh, guys, I can't believe I won a trip to Disney World!
Dude, it's the penny!
It's the penny.
It's not because of the penny, it was just a really lucky guess.
Yeah, a lucky guess because of the penny.
No, Junior, if you didn't have the penny, you probably would have guessed the same number.
No, if I didn't have the penny, I would have probably said there was like five M&M's.
Mm-hmm. Well, Junior, there were a lot more than five M&M's in there.
How do you know?
Well, because I looked at it.
Okay, well, if I didn't have the penny, I would have probably said like a million M&M's.
Well, that would obviously have been too many.
Well, see, that's why it was a lucky guess, because I guessed a number between five and a million.
Yes, Junior, you just had to guess a number between five and a million.
Yeah, and I got it. That's why this penny is super lucky. And also, it was really lucky that they chose my house for the show.
Well, yeah, that was lucky, but it was still just a coincidence.
No, it's because of the penny. Well, anyway, guys, I gotta go to bed because I'm going to Disney World in the morning. So I'll see you guys in a few days.
Okay, dude.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I finally get to lay down and relax. Whew.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee!
What do you want, Junior?
Guess what? I want a trip to Disney World!
Wait, how did you do that?
It was a game show. They came to the front door and they said I wanted a trip to Disney World because I guessed how many M&M's were in a cup.
Are you sure it's not a scam?
No, no, it's real, Chef Pee-Pee, so wake me up at 6 a.m. because that's what time our flight is, okay?
6 in the morning? Okay, Junior.
Yeah, okay, wake me up. What time is it? Hey, Chef Pee-Pee!
What, Junior?
What time is it?
I don't know, check your phone!
My phone. Hey, Siri, what time is it? Hey, Siri, what time is it? Hey, Siri, what time is it?
It's 6:34 p.m.
Chef Pee-Pee, we missed our flight!
Well, it's not my fault!
Oh my god, we missed our flight to Disney World! Oh, Chef Pee-Pee, I thought I had a lucky penny!
Aww. What's wrong, Junior? He sounded really sad on the phone.
Yeah, dude.
Well, guys, I missed my flight to Disney World.
What?
Cody, what was that for?
Yeah, so rude.
I was just laughing because it proves that the penny isn't lucky.
What are you talking about?
Well, something unlucky happened to you. You missed your flight, so obviously that proves that the penny wasn't lucky after all.
I guess Cody is right. Maybe the penny isn't lucky.
Yeah, I guess all that stuff yesterday was just a coincidence.
Maybe.
Stupid penny. I guess we'll just watch TV.
Breaking news, okay? A plane on its way to Disney World this morning has crashed, and there were no survivors. Truly sad.
Oh my god! The plane I was supposed to be on crashed! Thank god I overslept!
Dude, the penny! It is lucky!
This penny saved my life!
Yeah!
What?
Cody, this penny saved my life. It's really lucky. I was supposed to be on that plane, but since I had this lucky penny, I overslept, and I didn't get on the plane, so I survived!
Wow, Junior, that's really lucky. I'm sure all those people in the plane crash who died are really happy for you.
Well, Cody, they should have had a lucky penny.
Junior, I'm pretty sure somebody on that plane had a penny.
I'm getting word now that no one on board the plane had a lucky penny. Although there was one guy who had a penny, but it was tail side up. Truly sad.
Wow.
See, Cody, this penny is super lucky.
Actually, Junior, it's still not lucky because you won a trip to Disney World, but now you don't get to go to Disney World.
Yeah, Cody has a point, dude.
Yeah, I guess since I don't get to go to Disney World, I'm not really lucky.
Breaking news, okay? Disney World has been nuked. And if you had plans to go to Disney World and you didn't go,
You're extremely lucky.
Oh, come on!
See, Cody, even the news says I'm lucky.
Yeah, super lucky, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Everybody knows that North Korea hates Disney World. It was just a matter of time.
Cody, why is it so hard for you to believe that this penny is lucky?
Yeah, because all the lucky stuff that's happened has just been a bunch of coincidences. It would have happened whether you had the penny or not.
Cody, what can we do to prove to you that this penny is lucky?
Let's go bowling.
Okay.
Okay, then.
All right, Junior. If you're so lucky, then bowl a strike blindfolded.
Dude, he's gonna do it. He has the lucky penny.
Yeah, I have the lucky penny, Cody, so let me bowl a strike. Wait, where's the ball?
Down there. Okay.
It's down there, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's here. Watch me bowl this strike.
I believe you can do it, dude.
Okay, I got this. What happened?
Junior, that's impossible.
Dude, you did it, dude. It's the penny. It's the penny.
Well, I got a strike?
Yeah.
It's the penny. Cody, it has to be the penny.
It's not the penny. It's just luck.
I couldn't even see what I was doing.
Hey.
So, Cody, did that prove to you that this penny is lucky?
No, it just means you're good at bowling.
Cody, what can we do to prove to you that this penny is lucky?
Okay, grab your phone and follow me.
Okay.
Okay, Junior. If your penny is so lucky, then drop your phone off the balcony and see if it breaks.
Cody, that's stupid. Obviously my phone's gonna break if I drop it down there.
No, it won't. Not if you have your lucky penny.
Dude, I don't know about this.
Yeah, Cody, I don't know. This is pretty stupid.
Alright, well, I guess your penny isn't lucky after all.
Okay, fine, Cody. I'll prove that my penny is lucky by dropping my phone. Well, here I go.
Dude, it sounded like it broke!
Yeah, it did.
Oh, no. What? Guys, look! The phone's not broken!
What?
It's the penny!
It's the penny!
It's the penny!
No. Maybe iPhones are just really durable. Hold on, let me try my phone. All right, let's see if mine breaks. Here I go.
That sounded like it broke, Cody.
Wow, Junior, wow! Look at my phone!
Yeah, Cody, it's destroyed.
Idiot.
What, me? He's the one who threw his phone first.
But you don't have a lucky penny, Cody.
Yeah, you shouldn't have thrown your phone without a lucky penny.
What, the lucky penny has nothing to do with this. I'm just really hunky, and I'm stronger than you, so I threw it harder, that's all.
Yeah,
all right, Cody. Well, maybe this is the back of your phone. Maybe the front looks better.
Oh,
okay, it's destroyed.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, it won't even turn on.
My phone is ruined!
We're going back to the couch.
What? Junior, I had pictures on that phone. I'll never get back.
Well, then you should have thrown your phone, Cody.
Well, I just don't understand why my phone broke and yours didn't.
The penny, Cody!
Yeah, the penny!
Well, I'm tired of hearing about this stupid penny. It's not lucky.
Cody, obviously it's lucky. Ever since I found it, so much lucky stuff has happened to me. So it's lucky. Look, I'll do whatever I have to do to prove to you that it's lucky.
Junior, you can't prove to me that it's lucky.
Okay, you know what? How about I go get hit by a car, and if I survive, then the penny is lucky.
What? No, Junior, that's really stupid.
Yeah, that's a little risque, dude. If you get hit by a car, you're done your rings, bro.
Well, look, if I get hit by a car and I survive, obviously that means I'm lucky and it's because of the penny. So I'm gonna go sit in the road.
Junior, get out of the road.
Yeah, come on, dude. Stop playing.
No, guys, I gotta get hit by a car and survive to prove to Cody that his penny's lucky.
You don't have to do this.
Yeah, I don't have a lucky penny, so I'm gonna go on the sidewalk.
Cody, you should probably go on the sidewalk too. You don't have a lucky penny.
Junior, it's about to rain. We should just go in the house.
No, Cody, I have to get hit by a car. Well, Cody, what was that?
It was lightning, Junior. We almost got struck by lightning.
But we didn't because I have a lucky penny.
Wait, so you're telling me that everyone in the world who didn't get struck by lightning is lucky?
Well, no, we're lucky because we almost got struck by lightning.
Well, wouldn't it have been luckier if we didn't even come close to getting struck by lightning?
No, Cody, I have a lucky penny, so we didn't get struck by lightning only because of the lucky penny. So go on the sidewalk so I can get hit by a car.
Fine.
Dude, do you think Junior's gonna survive if he gets hit by a car?
Hopefully not, so he can learn his lesson.
What? Guys, there's a car coming! There's a car coming! Yes! Yes, yes!
Sick!
Told you, dude. Dunyan rings.
All right, I'll call a doctor.
Wow, kid, you broke both your legs. You're lucky to even be alive.
You hear that, Cody? I'm lucky to be alive.
The penny, dude!
The penny!
You'd be even luckier if you could walk.
Who needs to walk when they have a lucky penny, dude?
Yeah, Cody.
Well, I'm glad you guys called. I didn't even notice I hit you. I was just driving home with the music blaring. Thought I hit a speed bump or a cat or something. Anyway, see you guys later.
So, Cody, you believe my penny's lucky now?
No, Junior.
All right, Joseph, drag me in the road. I got hit by another car.
All right, what? I'm on it, dude.
No. Junior, I'm taking this penny.
No, I won't give you my penny back.
It's a lucky penny, dude.
No, Junior, I'm getting rid of this penny before you hurt yourself again.
Oh, Joseph, go get my penny. I can't walk.
Okay, dude.
Get out of here, penny.
No, Cody, the lucky penny. Why would you do that?
I had to get rid of it. It was too dangerous to Junior.
Oh, but I could have had it. Maybe I could have actually had a family.
Wow, Cody. I can't believe you were so jealous of my lucky penny that you had to throw it out the window.
I wasn't jealous, Junior. I was trying to protect you.
Yeah, you were, Cody. You were jealous. You're so jealous, you were jelly donut jealous. Yeah,
Cody. You were jelly donut jealous. Mm-hmm.
I'm not jelly donut jealous, guys. Okay, fine. Let me prove to you that the penny wasn't even helping you. Let me test your luck. Okay. Here's some cups, and here's a yellow ball. I'm gonna hide the ball under one of the cups. Now turn around, and then guess which cup it's under.
Okay.
Okay, Junior, what cup is it under?
That one.
Dude, he got struck by lightning!
Well, he picked the wrong cup, too. I guess the coin was helping.
Oh, he's done, your rings.
Hungry.
So, guys, what do you want to do this weekend?
I don't know, dude. We have the whole weekend to ourselves. We can do whatever we want.
I can't. I gotta go somewhere.
Where are you going, nerd?
Well, my parents are sending me to straight camp because they want me to be straight.
They're sending you to straight camp?
Yeah, so I need you guys to watch Ken for the weekend.
Why do we have to watch Ken?
Well, I can't bring my boyfriend to straight camp. And I might try to get some strange.
You can't do that, Cody. They're not going to let you.
Junior, it's a whole camp full of gay dudes who don't want to be straight. And they're going to pile us all in the same cabin, all sleeping in the same room. Are you kidding me? It's going to be like fishing with dynamite. It's not even going to be fair. I could close my eyes, throw a dart, and hit a bullseye. I'm like Gary goddamn Anderson.
Well, have fun, buddy.
Okay, Cody, come on. Let's go get you straightened out. Mom, if you think that stupid camp is going to get me to stop liking Wiener, you're wrong. Boys, we recently found out that Cody liking men is a sin, so we're trying to stop it. Good luck with that. I'm a Wiener holler.
I don't doubt that.
Okay, Junior, a few more things about Ken. He's gonna want 2 ham and cheese Hot Pockets in the morning. Only give him 1. You're not a fatty, Ken. Oh, yeah, and I need you to brush his teeth 4 times a day. How else do you think his teeth stay so white?
Because it's painted on?
Shut up, Joseph! Oh, and I need you to brush his hair, too. I mean, how else do you think his hair stays so nice?
Because it's glued on?
Shut up, Joseph! Oh, and I need you to iron his clothes, because how else do you think his clothes stay so unwrinkled?
Because it's stitched on, dude!
Shut up, Joseph! Oh, yeah, and I need you to make sure he works out, too, because how else do you think he keeps his washboard abs?
He's a doll, dude!
No! Oh, yeah, and Junior, I need you to read him The Great Gatsby before bed every night. I know it's a pain in the ass, but it helps him sleep. And don't even think about letting him read Beowulf. It's too sexy. Oh, yeah, and no Ryan Reynolds movies either, because I once asked him if he had a hall pass to smash any celebrity he wanted, who would it be? And he said Ryan Reynolds, and I don't want him getting any ideas. Okay, Cody, come on. Hold on, Mom. See, this is what we're trying to stop. If you didn't like that, Mom, that was just an appetizer for the Golden Corral of man-ass I'm going to be munching on.
Dude, are we really gonna watch this stupid doll?
No, we're not gonna watch Ken. It's stupid. He's a stupid doll. And we don't even need to watch him. We're just gonna leave him right there the whole weekend.
Oh, dude, I got an idea. How about we play catch with Ken?
We can't play catch with Ken. He can't catch a ball.
Dude, we play catch with Ken. Ken is the ball.
Oh, you mean play catch with Ken.
Duh.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, Joseph, you ready to catch Ken?
Yeah, dude, make sure you throw it far.
Okay.
No, dude, that's too far.
Aw, man, the lawnmower died. I guess I need more gas.
Oh, my God, Joseph, is Ken destroyed?
I don't know, dude. Let me check. Oh, he's perfectly fine. Not a scratch on him. That was close.
Yeah, that was way too close, Joseph. I don't think we should play with Ken anymore.
Yeah, you're right, dude. How about we just go swimming? That's perfectly safe.
Yeah, let's just go swimming. Water is safe. Let's go.
Yeah.
I love swimming, Joseph.
Oh, dude, it's so fun.
I'm surprised you can swim, Joseph.
Me too.
Look, I'm Cody's mom. I'm a whale.
Dude, oh, look, I'm a Titanic victim. Ah, my boat's sinking, and I'm drowning. Save me, Jack.
That's so funny. Wait, hey, Joseph, you think Ken is safe?
Dude, we're in a pool, and he's right there. Nothing bad can happen. Wait, dude, is that a shark?
What?
Hey, it's from Ken.
No, what are we going
to
do?
We have to get him.
All right, Joseph, I got kids.
Oh, dude, let's get out of here.
Joseph, where'd that shot come from?
I don't know, dude. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, let's just do nothing but safe things the whole weekend.
Yeah, like eat.
Yeah, like, I'm hungry. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, can you make us something to eat?
Yeah, sure, Junior. Just hold on a second. I need to flambe this Pop-Tart real quick.
Woo-hoo! That's what I'm talking about, baby. Boom! Flame it up!
Yeah, Joseph, maybe I should keep Ken away from this.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, Joseph, we have to put Ken somewhere safe because too many dangerous things are happening to him.
I know, dude, but where?
We could put him in my mailbox because it's illegal to go through people's mail, so no one will mess with him.
Oh, dude, that's smart. Yeah, that's smart. You know what? No one breaks the law these days. That's a genius idea.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, Joseph, put him in the mailbox.
All right, dude, I got you.
Come on!
What's wrong?
Dude, it won't budge.
Well, pull it.
Okay, dude. Yes!
No!
Is he okay?
Kid, why the fuck are you in the road? Are you trying to get paid? Because I have the best lawyers, so you're not getting shit.
Is Kid okay?
I think so. Can you grab him?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Okay, this is way too close. Let's just take Ken inside and put him on the bed.
Yeah, you're right, dude. Let's go.
Dude, I hate that Cody asked us to watch his stupid doll for him.
I know, it sucks, but I think you should let me hold Ken.
What? Why?
Because I can't trust you with him.
Well, dude, is it because I'm black?
No, it's just because every time you hold him, something bad almost happens to him.
Well, you know when I almost got him ran over by a lawnmower?
You almost got him ran over by a car.
You told me to put it in the mailbox. I was just doing what you asked.
Just let me hold him.
No, I got it.
Hold him.
Dude!
Time to put these in the wood chipper. Oh, get in there, you buggers.
No way, I need that.
What, you collect sticks?
No, the doll.
Oh, there is a doll in there, isn't he? Oh, you beat me.
What?
Yeah, you could have been fed to the chipper.
Let me get him. Oh, he's stuck in there.
Tight little room, isn't it?
All right, dude, toss Ken on the bed since you don't trust me, your best friend.
Well, I don't want to toss him on that bed because that's where Chef Pee-Pee sleeps. So I'm going to toss him on the top bunk.
Okay, then, whatever works, dude.
All right.
Dude, why did you throw him in the ceiling fan?
I didn't mean to. I was trying to toss him on the top bunk. The ceiling fan got in the way.
You obviously were trying to take off his head.
No, listen, Joseph. Everything we do, Ken almost gets destroyed. So I think we should just put him on the couch and not touch him all weekend.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good plan, dude.
All right. Ken is going to sit right there all weekend, and we're not going to touch him.
Yeah, I'm not touching him at all. He better not move.
Yeah, so we can do all the fun things we want, and we don't have to worry about him.
Oh, yeah, dude, let's do it.
Yeah, let's go.
Woo!
Hold on. My phone's ringing.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Junior.
Hey, Cody, what's going on?
I'm coming home.
Already?
Yeah, I got kicked out of straight camp for skiing.
It was a snow resort?
No, I just got caught skiing with two other boys, you know, one on each side.
I don't get it.
Well, think about what you do with your hands when you're skiing.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm a freak, yeah. And I also think I turned one of the counselors gay. We were having a hot dog eating contest and we ran out of hot dogs, but I didn't stop. My nickname at this camp is the Glizzy Goblin.
Well, that's really cool.
So how's Ken doing?
Oh, Ken's doing great. Not one time today did he almost get destroyed. Not one time.
That's really good to hear, Junior. Can I talk to him?
How would you talk to him?
Well, just put the phone up to his ear.
He's a doll. Here.
Hey, baby, how's it going? What? What? Oh, no. Give the phone back to Junior.
What's going on?
Junior, what's this I hear about Ken getting bit by a shark?
Dude, how do you know that?
Where'd you hear that from?
Ken just told me.
Well, he didn't get bit by a shark. He's a doll. He didn't get bit by a shark. We were watching Jaws, so I don't know how you heard that.
Well, Junior, you're not supposed to let him watch scary movies. Only I can do that, so that when he gets scared, he puts his head under the covers while I'm not wearing pants.
Oh, well, you didn't say we couldn't watch Jaws. You said not to watch Ryan Reynolds movies.
Well, I guess that's true. I did say that. But he's going to have nightmares now, and I'm going to have to be the big spoon. It's so lame.
Well, look, when are you coming back?
Well, I should be back any minute. I'm about to pull up.
Okay, well, we'll see you in a minute.
All right, well, tell my sweet little buttercup cake pants that I love them.
All right, is that me?
No, it's Ken.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, we'll see you in a minute. All right, Cody's gonna be here any minute.
Yeah, thank God. I'm tired of watching that stupid doll.
Yeah, me too.
Joseph!
What?
What happened to Ken's leg?
Oh, God! I didn't notice that! Dude, I was standing right by you!
Oh, I was on the phone. What happened, Joseph?
Dude, I don't know. Maybe a raccoon took his legs?
Did you see a raccoon?
No.
So then why would you say that? Where did they go?
I don't know, dude!
When I put Ken on the phone, he had legs. There's no way he just doesn't have legs now.
Bro, I'm clueless. I was right by you.
Hold on. That's Cody at the door. All right, try to find some legs.
Wait, what? Where am I gonna find legs from, dude?
I just tried!
Oh, my God.
I'm a stall!
Hello? Cody, what are you doing here?
I'm here to pick up Ken. Remember the conversation we just had on the phone?
Did we just talk on the phone?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah, we did!
So I'm just gonna come in and get Ken.
Well, hold on. Don't you want to leave Ken here for the weekend and have the weekend to yourself?
No, that straight camp made me real hungry for G.I. Joe crotch plate.
Oh, well, Ken had a really amazing time here. He doesn't want to leave.
I don't like the sound of that. I don't want him having too much fun without me. I'm gonna have to spank that little tush.
Well, didn't you say you were hungry? Why don't you go to McDonald's and get your free medium french fry? You haven't had that in forever.
Well, that's true, but I get kind of tired of french fries.
Well, how about you go grab some?
No, I don't think so. I think I'll take Ken with me after.
No, how about you grab some french fries and surprise Ken with them?
Well, I don't want Ken eating french fries. He's on a no-carb diet. He only gets one cheat meal a day, and that's his Hot Pocket in the morning.
Oh. Well, you know what? My dad just yelled and said that no one's allowed in the house.
Oh, well, can you go get Ken and bring him here?
Yeah, let me go get him. Well, hold on. Man, the stairs, they're getting steam cleaned, and I don't want to step on the stairs.
You know what, Junior? I don't think your dad really cares this shit, so I'm just going to come in and get him.
No.
Damn, Junior, you run upstairs fast. I'd like to take my time. Wait, I thought you said these stairs were getting steam cleaned.
Joseph! Cody's on his way up!
It's all good, Junior. I already found some legs. You're welcome.
You chose black legs?
It's the only G.I. Joe I can find!
Cody's not gonna believe this.
Well, how about you just tell him that he's half Kenyan?
Oh, Junior, it took me forever to get up those stairs. I don't know how you do it so fast. I guess I'm just getting old. Whoa, nice leg tan, Ken. Junior, you didn't tell me Ken sunbathed by the pool.
Oh, yeah. Ken wanted to surprise you by getting a tan, only on his lower half.
Oh, it's the only half that matters. Ooh, I can't wait to lick him.
Yeah, so just take Ken and go home.
I just want to ask him about his day first. So how was it, Ken?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Dude, he's so weird.
Oh, really?
What?
Guys.
What?
Well, Ken says you guys lost his legs and replaced his legs with G.I. Joe legs.
No, liar.
Junior, Ken never lies to me.
Okay, fine, we lost his legs, but we don't know what happened. He was literally just sitting here when I was on the phone with you, and his legs just disappeared.
Dude, I actually know what happened. I got hungry, and I wanted to eat some chicken legs.
Okay, that was...
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
You guys want to squad up in Fortnite?
Yeah, dude, let's run some trios.
Yeah, that sounds like so much fun. But first, I have to call my girlfriend and tell her good morning.
What?
What's next? You gotta go to her house and wipe her ass?
No, guys, she gets mad if I don't call her. Just shut up.
Good morning, Cuddle Bear.
Good morning, Snuggle Bunny.
Ugh. Dude.
Do you miss me, Pookie Bear?
Of course I miss you, my honey bun, sugar plum, pumpy yumpy yumpkin.
Junior, have some self-respect.
Come on, Pumpy, I'm Bianca, and nigga's not even Halloween yet.
Hey, shut up, guys. Do you miss me?
Sure I do, my cupcake gumdrop.
You missed a Snuggums Boogums part.
Hell nah, not a Snuggums Boogums. Oh, no, he's dead. He's gone. Somebody write an obituary.
I'll write the obituary. Rest in peace, Junior. He went out like a bitch.
Well, guys, shut up.
Who's all there?
It's just Joseph and Cody.
Prove it. Send a selfie.
Guys, can we send a selfie to Penelope?
But I'm naked. Do you want to see my ass?
Who is that?
It's just Joseph pretending to be a girl.
No, it's Sabrina with the fat ass and the super soaker. Oh, come on. Let's have a quickie real quick, Junior.
Penelope, it's just us.
Oh, okay, good.
So what are you doing today?
I'm going to my friend's birthday party today.
Oh, okay, have fun. There's not going to be any guys there, is there?
Yes, but it's just her brother.
Do you think the brother's hot?
No, Junior, I'm pretty sure he's gay.
Do you have his number?
No, Junior, I gotta go. Bye.
Okay, don't talk to him. Guys, there's a problem.
Yes, a problem. You're missing your balls and we can't find them. Cody, can you see them?
Oh, I'm looking everywhere. I don't see them anywhere.
Oh, man, we'll never find your balls. You'll never get them back.
No, guys, it's seriously a problem. She's going to this birthday party and there's going to be a guy there. Do you think she likes him?
Oh, he's already there. He was clapping her cheeks and you interrupted her with the phone call.
What, really?
Yeah, now it's time for round two. Fight.
I don't think Penelope's that kind of girl.
Oh. Yes, she is. Finish her.
No, guys, no. Cody, if I take you to the party, can you tell me if the guy's gay or not?
If he's gay, I'll be able to tell. There's a test.
Okay, guys, will you go to the party with me?
No, dude. I don't want to see you get your heart broken. I'm going to just chill here and play your games.
Oh, come on, Cody. We have to go to the party now.
Okay. All right, ladies. Gather around before we light the candles on Susie's birthday salad.
Why doesn't she have a birthday cake?
Because birthday cake rots your teeth and beautiful ladies have beautiful teeth.
And boys, mother.
Yes, Timmy. Timmy, why don't you do us the honors of singing happy birthday for Susie?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Susie. Happy birthday to you.
She was beautiful as fuck.
Listen, lady, listen. I know that it's Susie's special day, but I just want to say that I think every single one of you are princesses.
You're so fucking sweet. Oh, God.
Ladies, calm down. I'm gonna light the candles.
Okay, Cody, this is where the birthday party's happening.
Are we invited?
No, we're gonna crash this party.
Well, that seems rude.
No, shut up, Cody. We have to go in there and see if the guy's gay. So we're gonna bust in on the count of 15. One.
Wait, why 15?
Just 15. One, two, three.
All right, Susie, blow out your candles. But there's no fire.
Yeah, the candles aren't lit.
That's because fire is dangerous. So just pretend. Make a wish, blow out your candles. I wish there was more boys at my party.
Me too.
14, 15. We're here, everybody.
I'm so sorry, everyone. I thought we were invited.
Where's Penelope?
Oh, my God, boys. My dream came true.
Yes.
Junior, what are you doing here?
Just want to check out the party. Make sure there's a party going on.
Junior, you weren't invited. That's okay. He can stay.
See, look, she said we can stay.
I'm gonna go wash some dishes.
So where's this gay brother of yours?
Oh, my brother's over here.
Hey, Junior.
Oh, hey, Timmy. You flirting with him?
What? No, Junior. Oh, my God, but he has the most beautiful voice ever.
Oh, my God, stop. You're beautiful.
Oh, my God, really?
Oh, hell no. That's it, Timmy. I need to talk to you in private.
Okay, Junior.
Yeah, come in.
Junior!
Oh, my God, am I glad you guys showed up. It was a total clam fest in there. I was like, oh, my God, when are more sausages gonna arrive?
Junior, my gaydar is going off.
What's a gaydar?
I'm detecting high levels of gayness from him.
So, do you guys want to maybe go outside and play some football or something?
That was kind of straight. Is it tackle or flag football?
Oh, tackle all the way.
Well, that's kind of gay.
Well, don't you have a gay test for him?
Yeah, I do. Hey, Timmy, I got this 4-foot-long hot dog for you.
Ooh, what a big glizzy. You know what they call me, right? The glizzy goblin.
What do they call you that?
Oh, just watch. I'm almost done. I'm almost done.
I love you. I love you.
So, do you maybe want to go in the closet and play 7 Seconds in Heaven?
If I can last 7 seconds, come out!
Wait, Cody, is he gay or not?
Happy birthday, Susie! Thank you!
Hey, Penelope, I just asked Timmy if you and him made out and he said yes.
No, he didn't, Junior. That's a lie!
You're right. I just wanted to see if you'd admit to it.
Ugh! Hey, Penelope, will you grab a board game from the closet? Okay. I need a potty!
So you like salad, huh?
See, I like salad very much.
Well, what if I tossed your salad?
Why would you toss the salad? That would make a wedding thing made.
Well, maybe I'm a messy boy. How about you take my phone and add your number and we can talk sometime?
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be a backup Penelope for talking to Timmy.
Okay, here your phone is.
Thank you so much. Hey, can you add your number too?
Oh, you're sweet as fuck.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
What do you need?
I need Hungry Hungry Hippos.
He's busy.
What?
Oh, you mean the board game. Hold on. Sorry. Here.
Thank you.
Okay, now leave us alone.
All right, guys. I got Hungry Hungry Hippos.
I think everybody left the party.
Yeah, it's probably because there was no cake.
Yeah, this party was super lame.
Oh, Junior, you do not have to worry about him at all. You are good.
Wait, he's gay?
Yeah, I'd say he's pretty gay.
What do you mean? I'm straight.
Here you are, buddy.
Hey, Penelope, you want to come to my house and hang out?
Yeah, I guess.
Wait, what's with the attitude?
Junior, you've been mean to me all night, and then you showed up to a birthday party you weren't invited to and embarrassed me in front of all of my friends.
I just heard there was a guy here, and I wanted to see if you'd cheat on me.
Ugh, Junior!
Well, just come over to my house. We can hang out.
Fine.
Can I go?
I'll call you.
Okay.
Hey, Joseph, Penelope came over.
Wait, what? You still with her after she got her back blown out of the party, dude?
What?
He's just being a silly goose.
Oh, I'm a silly fucking goose! I'm a silly goose, but you don't want pussy whip, dude!
Penelope, what do you want to do?
I guess we could watch TikToks on your phone.
My phone? I'm about to sneeze. Give me a tissue.
What?
Give me a tissue, please. Booger's gonna go everywhere.
Okay, ew!
Junior, what the hell was that about?
I had to delete the text off my phone.
Who's texting you?
I got a bunch of girls' numbers at the party.
Ooh, you play a maid-ass nigga.
Thank you.
What, Junior, that's cheating.
It's not cheating, Cody. I can go shoe shopping while wearing my current pair of shoes.
Junior, that's wrong.
No, it's not, Cody. Listen, it's so much easier to flirt with girls when you have a girlfriend, because if they insult you or say no, you're not going to feel bad, because you can just fall back on your girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's like a parachute. Penelope is my parachute. I'm not going to die. Oh, she's coming.
Hey, Junior, I got a paper towel because I couldn't find a tissue.
A paper towel? You want me to cut my nose with that rough thing and bleed out to death? Give me an actual tissue.
Okay, fine.
I forgot to delete one more text.
Junior.
Oh, wait, this is just payback for her talking to Timmy.
Timmy's gay.
What if he's faking it?
If that was an act, he deserves an Oscar.
Oh, she's coming back.
All right, Junior, here's your toilet paper.
Toilet paper? That goes on your butt, not your nose.
You asked for it.
I wanted tissues. You know what? Fine, I'll use it.
Okay, good. Can I see your phone so I can watch TikToks now?
I think you should just leave.
You know what? Fine, I think I will.
out.
Yeah, you're being rude. Just get out of here.
Hey, Cody, you saw that? I think my boy found his balls. Where were they? We were looking everywhere for them.
Yeah, I thought we'd never find them.
Yes, you're just trying to go through my phone and being annoying, and I just don't want her here right now. I got other girls to talk to, you know?
Man, I'm glad to have my boy back.
Yeah.
You guys think Penelope would ever cheat on me?
God, he's gone again.
Well, no, she just went to that party today, and I thought she was going to talk to that guy, and I don't know, I just didn't like how she was going to talk to another guy, and I didn't like that, so I think I should hire a guy to see if she'd cheat on me.
Junior, that's crazy.
No, it's not crazy, I just want to see if she would do it, and I know just the guy to call, P.J. Crenshaw.
Perry Jammies Crenshaw?
Jammy Jams Crenshaw?
Preserve Jams Crenshaw.
Hey there, someone call P.J.?
Oh my gosh, P.J. Crenshaw, can I smell you? Please, please.
No.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for answering, though.
Well, Mr. PJ, Your Highness.
Yeah.
Your royalty.
Yes.
I'm so honored to be in your presence.
Thank you.
May I ask you a question?
I'll allow it.
Thank you, sir. So, first off, I have a girlfriend.
Oh, congratulations, little buddy. Is it your first time?
Yes, sir. It's my first time.
That's cute.
And I was wondering if I could hire you to see if she'd cheat on me.
Oh, I don't think you want the answer, bro. Just put on some Juice WRLD and let your mind wander.
Talk that shit, PJ.
No, I really do want to know if she'll cheat on me.
I think there's some things you're better off not knowing. You know, there's always a bigger fish out there. Anything you can offer her, there's somebody else that can offer her 10 times more.
Preach.
Yeah, she's not yours. It's just your turn.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, look, I still would like you to try and see if she would cheat on me.
I don't think you can afford me, little buddy.
Well, what's the price?
2 cups of Play-Doh.
2 cups?
Yeah.
Well, what color?
I think you know.
Primary colors?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's going to cost me an arm and a leg.
Junior, if you want the man's services, you got
to
pay.
Yeah, you know it costs to be a boss, dude.
Are we doing this or am I going home?
Okay, fine. Let me get the Play-Doh. All right, PJ, there's your Play-Doh.
This shit better not be stale.
It's not.
Bruh!
What?
It's stale, and it's also half empty. How am I supposed to make spaghetti with this?
Come on, dude, that's PJ Crenshaw. You can't chip PJ Crenshaw.
Oh, it's just all the yellow that I have.
Yeah, then no deal. Guess you'll never find out if your girl's faithful.
No, PJ, please, see if she'll cheat on me.
Junior, it was crazy what you were trying to do anyway.
I just wanted to see if Penelope would be faithful to me. Ooh, maybe I can make a fake Instagram page and put hot pictures of guys on there and see if she'll reply to the messages.
Yeah, and while you do that, I think I'm going to go back over to that kid's closet. So, don't check on it.
So, Jeffy, you ever going to share your Squid Game money?
Nope.
But, Jeffy, we could use that money for groceries.
I want Uncrustables!
Okay.
The strawberry kind!
Okay, Jeffy.
And the grilled cheese.
But, Jeffy, those were discontinued in 2014.
Tell them to bring them back!
Okay!
Don't talk back to me, woman!
So, Jeffy, you know, we really could use the money for bills like electricity and my car payment.
But I have things that I want to buy. Like, I need to pay my asshole not to shit.
You can't do that, Jeffy.
Well, it's been working. I'm constipated as fuck.
Jeffy, you have $400 billion. You'll never spend that money. Come on, just share it.
It's not your money, Daddy. I'm the one that won the Bing Bong games. Daddy, you think when Asian people watch the movie Inside Out and they get to the imaginary friend part, they're like, hey, he has my name.
Well, Jeffy, please just let us have some of the money. Come on.
No, Daddy. Daddy, you know what I'm going to do with all my money? I think I'm going to find the guy who started all these games.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Because I'd much rather do that than support my family and live comfortably for generations.
Well, Jeffy, how much money are you going to spend on finding out who started the games?
All of it. I even hired a private investigator.
What, a private investigator?
Yep, because he's going to help me find them.
Why do you want to find them so bad?
Because I don't like it.
What, you don't like what?
The game. I think it's bad.
And you want to spend all the money to stop the games instead of support your family.
Yep, all $400 billion of it going to find whoever created Squid Game.
That's bullshit, Jeffy. You're just dumb.
Well, that's what I want to do with this, my money. Oh, there he is. That's a private investigator. Go get the door, poor.
I'm not going to answer the door. I don't have to do what you say. I'm still your dad.
Go get the door!
Yes, sir.
Don't talk back to me.
Hello?
Hey there, somebody call a private investigator?
Yeah, my son wants to pay you $400 billion to find Squid Game.
I'm sorry, what?
He wants to pay you $400 billion to find Squid Game.
Okay, well, I mean, I'll do it, but I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix. If you hand me a remote, I can find it in like 15 seconds.
No, he wants you to find the real Squid Game where people die for money.
Oh, yeah, my brother was in that.
Oh, you died?
No, not me. No, that was my brother. He was loses at Squid Game guy. Yeah, he made it to the final two, but I knew he wasn't going to win just, you know, based on his name. How was it fogging up?
Yeah.
It's kind of raining out here. Wait, didn't he kill you too?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, it was a butter knife. It didn't really penetrate the skin. And so I slowed my breathing down using ninja focus and pretend to die.
Oh, hell yeah, man. That's cool. Yeah, actually, my daughter... my daughter won the school version.
No fucking...
I know, small world, right? It's crazy. My family actually has a long history of Squid Game stuff. You know, you probably should have called my brother Find the Squid Game Guy, because he actually already found it. So, I mean, he killed himself after that because he had no reason to live. But yeah, I mean, I can come look for it if you want.
Yeah, that's what he wants. That's what my son wants to pay you to do.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Jeffy, he's here.
Hey, I'm the private investigator.
Oh, good. I have this bump underneath my shaft, but above the balls, and it's quite bothersome.
Oh, well, I don't do that. I'm not a doctor.
But you're a private investigator, and I need you to investigate my privates.
Well, I like to solve mysteries.
Well, then solve this mysterious bump that's underneath my shaft.
I mean, listen, if you give me $400 billion, I'll do pretty much anything.
Would you suck a wiener?
Yeah, you'd have to pay me to stop.
Oh, well, Daddy, I don't know if I want to find the Squid Game anymore, because I got $400 billion and an unsucked wiener.
Jeffy, listen, just listen to the man. Can you tell him that spending his money is stupid? He should save it.
I mean, he's about to pay me $400 billion to find something or suck something, and that's a lot of money.
Jeffy, listen, you're getting distracted. You need to focus on the finding the Squid Game.
I'm not distracted. I'm laser focused on getting my wiener sucked.
But Jeffy, listen. Do whatever you want with your money.
I mean, honestly, I'd rather find the Squid Game than suck wiener.
Okay, well, in that case, take all this money, and then take this bag of money, and you go find the Squid Game guy, and call me if you need any more money.
Okay, yeah, sure, I can do that.
Yeah, and call me if you find him.
Yeah, I will do.
Jeffy, can you please just let me borrow $1 million?
Well, are you going to investigate my privates?
I'll take a look at it.
All right, come on.
Hey, Karen, check this out.
What's with the outfit?
You know what that is, Karen? That's Luke Skywalker's actual lightsaber from Episode 6.
That's nice, Boynie.
I bought it. $500,000.
What? Boynie, we don't have that
much. Check it out, Karen. That's a Rolex.
That sounds expensive, Boynie.
Bling. I paid $100,000 for this necklace. Those are real diamonds.
Boynie, we don't have that kind of money.
Yes, we do, Karen, because I recently came into a bunch of money. And don't touch it. It's still sticky.
Boynie, I have a question.
Yes, Karen?
Why do you have sunglasses on inside?
Because I'm hot shit, Karen. This is what rich people do. They wear sunglasses inside.
Well, Boynie, how did you get the money?
Well, you see, Karen, this idiot decided to give me a whole bunch of money to find some people who made a murder game, and he'll give me more anytime I ask for it.
Well, Boynie, isn't that guy who hired you gonna get mad when you're not finding the murderer?
No, I'll just tell him that I'm getting close, but I need more time and more money. Look, he's got $400 billion. He's gonna forget about this.
That makes sense, Boynie.
So, what, do you want to go shopping or go on a cruise?
No more cruises, Boynie. I didn't like the poop one. It was stinky.
Okay, you want to go to Fiji?
Yes.
Okay, start packing your bags. Let's go to fucking Fiji.
Okay, Boynie.
I can't believe it was a raisin.
I can't believe you ate it.
Well, it was originally a grape when I put it under there.
You're disgusting, Jeffy.
But it was yummy.
No, Jeff, you're going to make me throw up. Shut up.
I wonder if the guy found the owner of Squid Game yet.
If he did, he would have called you, Jeffy. I'm sure he would have.
Yeah, he needs to give him a stern talking to.
All right, Boynie, we're all packed for Fiji.
Did you pack my pirate outfit?
Yes, Boynie, it's right there.
Good, because you know I'm an ass pirate. I like looking for booty.
Yes, Boynie, I know.
Oh, and you got my surfboard? Oh, I'm so excited. I already got us non-refundable tickets.
That's so exciting, Boynie.
And I booked us one of those hotels under the water.
But Boynie, how will we breathe?
Rich people don't need to breathe, Karen.
Hey, Dad, where are you going?
Oh, we're going to Fiji.
What? Fiji? Oh, my God, I've always wanted to go to Fiji.
Oh, well, you're not coming. Here's $100. Order yourself some pizza for a week or a month. I don't care.
Dad, $100 isn't going to last me a month.
Oh, okay, fine. Here's $200.
Dad, $200 isn't going to buy me a month's worth of pizza.
Fine, take the whole bag of money.
Oh, my God, Dad, thank you so much.
I'll just call the guy and ask for more cash. Hold on, I got to make a phone call.
Vroom, 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 pew, pew,
quiet, Karen. I can't let the guy know I already spent the money.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Big J? It's the PI.
Did you find the guy yet?
No, but I am getting real close. And, hey, I got a hunch, and that hunch needs some money.
Well, how much more money do you need?
Oh, about $500,000 out of cover.
Oh, no, just use the money I already gave you.
No, because you said I could call for more money.
Yeah, I lied.
Okay, what?
Yeah, just use the money I already gave you.
No, but you don't understand. I already spent it all. I went all the way to Egypt, and I found a troll under a bridge, and he says if I give him $500,000, he'll tell me his secrets.
Well, send me a picture of the troll.
I can't do that, because he's a vampire troll, and he doesn't show up on cameras.
Oh, well, then let me talk to the troll.
Hey, Mr. Troll, please tell this man why you need money.
Karen, you're the troll. Roar, I'm a troll! Give me your secrets! Roar!
No, I need the secrets from you, Mr. Troll.
Roar! I'll give you my secrets if you pay me money! Roar!
Do you accept Venmo?
No, the troll only takes cash.
Pew, 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 pew!
And he has a lightsaber!
No book!
Yeah, he's so scary.
Oh, well, Too bad. Find the guy with the money I already gave you.
But no. I need the money for the troll, remember?
Listen, if you don't find him with the money I already gave you, then I'm going to hire the two best hitmen to come and kill you. Bye.
Okay, Karen, no more Fiji.
What? But Boynie, you got non-refundable tickets, remember?
Oh, no, I remember, believe me. But now I gotta sell this chain, and I gotta sell that lightsaber.
No, it's mine now.
Ooh, I can get money from Penelope. Penelope, I need that money I gave you back.
Dad, you're looking at it.
What?
I spent all the money on balloons!
Oh, I remember these. One of you tried to kill me one time. Wait, but you spent all the money already? There's no way! You have to have some left!
Well, Dad, how do you think they got here so fast? I had to pay for expedited shipping right through my window!
And you only have $200 left?
Yeah, that's for my pizza.
Okay, well, I'm taking your pizza money.
But, Dad, how am I going to eat?
Eat your laboo-boos.
Mm-hmm. Boynie, did you get the money from Penelope?
No, she spent it on laboo-boos.
Laboo-boos! Oh, my God, Boynie! What?
No, Karen, you don't understand. I have to find a murder game using only $200 or two hitmen are gonna kill me.
Oh, Boynie, instead, can we spend that money on laboobies for me? Because I really want one.
No laboobies. Karen, I'm so stressed out right now. I gotta find a murder game, and I don't know how I'm gonna do that because it's not like they advertise.
Boynie, let them know!
Breaking news, MK. The people who make the Squid Game Death Game is creating a kids-only game where the winner gets $456 billion. So if you have a kid and you need money, enter them into the game.
Huh, they do advertise.
Boynie, they want children! That's horrible!
Oh my God, I have the best idea ever.
What, Boynie?
We should put Penelope in the games.
What, Boynie? You can't do that! She could die!
Nah, she's won once before. And look, I can put a tracker on her leg, so when she gets to the island, I can follow her. Then I can tell Jeffy I found the game, so he gives me his $400 billion. And then if she wins, she's not 18. So I get to take her money, and then I'll have $800 billion.
Oh, Boynie! Boynie, I can watch her little boobies while she's away.
Yeah, sure. Penelope, get your ass down here!
What do you want, Dad?
Well, Penelope, I'm gonna be entering you in the Squid Games.
No, I don't want to do that again.
Oh, sure you do, champ. Come on. You like laboo-boos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, think about how many laboo-boos you could buy with $400 billion. You could buy out Mr. Laboo-boo.
Or Mrs. Laboo-boo.
Or whoever the fuck, you know? You could do whatever you wanted. You could make Penelope's. You like that, Penelope?
Yeah, that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, so I just need to put a tracker on you, and then I need to get in touch with the Squid Game folks. I mean, if I knew where they were, I wouldn't be in this mess to begin with. She wants to play! She wants to play the Squid Games! Squiddy! Squid Game! She wants to... I gotta see a man about a squid game.
Squid game!
Chili's baby back ribs. Squid game sauce. Oh, that's them!
Yes? Hello, would your kid like to participate in the squid game?
Yes, her name is Penelope and she is over there.
You don't look poor.
Oh, this is my Halloween costume.
In July?
I am just practicing. We are actually in crippling debt. Let me go get her.
Okay,
Penelope, keep this tracker on your ankle at all times. If anybody asks, just tell them it's a diabetes device.
An AirTag?
Yes.
An AirTag is how you're gonna save me?
Yeah, don't worry. I'm gonna save you before the first game starts. Come on, let's go say hi.
Ugh.
Okay, Penelope, this is... I didn't catch your name.
Eggroll Man.
No way.
Yep, come with me.
Okay, you kids have fun. Have a back by nine, right? You probably won't. Okay, now all I have to do is track the AirTag to wherever they end up. Right now they're in the car.
Boynie, wouldn't it just be easier to go follow them?
No, Karen, it's 10 o'clock at night. I'm tired.
But Boynie, we were about to travel to Fiji. You weren't too tired for that.
That's because I was going to sleep on the plane. They had lie-flat seats. I think right now we should just order some pizza and go to bed.
Oh, Boynie, can we eat the pizza in bed?
Yes, we can eat the pizza in bed, but don't get any grease on the sheets.
Don't worry, Boynie, I'm going to lick my fingers.
Ugh.
Hey, Marvin.
What, Goodman, what are you doing here?
Did you see me on the news?
What, no, I didn't have the news on.
Well, Squid Game is doing a whole new game just for kids, and I was coming to see if you were going to enter your son in it.
What, just for kids?
Yeah, I'm entering my baby, Benjamin Franklin Goodman. Where?
What, you're entering your baby?
Yes, because it's a win-win for me. One, if he dies, I don't have to pay child support. Or two, if he wins, then I get $400 billion.
That's kind of messed up.
I don't give a shit. Come on, Benjamin, let's go.
Did I just hear what I think I heard with my hearing ears?
Yes, Jeffy. I mean, they're doing the Squid Games again, but it's just for kids, and you're not a kid.
I'm a kid. I just took a shitty shit fuck in my diaper.
Well, Jeffy, I don't... I mean, how are you going to get a hold of them? You hired a private investigator to get a hold of them. I don't think it's going to appear out of nowhere.
Squiddy, Squid Game, fuckaroo.
Oh, you're here to play the Squid Game? Come on!
Whoa, what is this place?
Hey, Junior, you're here too?
Yeah, Cody, my dad's making me play for the $400 billion.
Yeah, my parents are making me play too. They want the money.
Well, you are Jewish.
You nerds are gonna die, because that money's mine.
No, 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 I need that money way more than you guys.
Joseph, you're here too?
Yeah, dude, I saw it was a contest going on. I need this money.
Hey, guys!
Wait, Jeffy, what are you doing here? You're over 18.
Yeah, well, I won last time, so they let me join again. And I need the money, and then once I get the money, I'm gonna find the guy who made Squid Games, and I'm gonna kill him.
When?
Is that a fucking baby?
Yep, and I'm gonna win that $400 billion.
Hey, guys!
Oh, hey, Timmy, you're here too? This is so crazy!
Well, look, all our friends are here!
Hey, Junior.
Penelope, me and you are broken up, so I don't want to talk to you. I hate you.
That's fine, Junior, because I'm going to win the $400 billion anyway.
I'm going to win the $400 billion.
No, I'm winning, dude.
I'm here.
It's getting kind of crowded. Could you guys back up a little bit? I'm claustrophobic.
Yeah, whatever. Move out of the way. Give us some space. Give us some space.
Hey, kids, who's ready for the Squid Game? Or should I say, Kid Game? Because it's the kid version. Yup.
You would seem a lot nicer if you didn't have a gun.
Oh, this thing? This is just so I could shoot you.
That's kind of what I was worried about.
So who's ready to play some goofy, silly games to win $400 billion?
Yeah.
All right, we'll start tomorrow. Go to sleep.
Wait, is that the first game?
I thought I could fall asleep faster than all you guys.
All right, class. Today, we're going to be making macaroni art. So on your desk, you should have macaroni, glue, and a piece of paper. You have the entire day of class to make your macaroni art, and I'll grade it at the end of the day. Go!
Guys, we get to make macaroni art!
Dude, this is like a free day! I'm totally gonna half-ass this.
He really just gave us boxes of macaroni and cheese and glue. Like, look, the cheese packet is still in there. I could just make macaroni and cheese if I wanted to. I can make 3 servings of macaroni and cheese.
Well, stop flopping your lips and go make it.
You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to the teacher's lounge and cook this up.
So, Penelope, what macaroni art are you going to make?
It's a surprise for you.
Okay. All right, guys, let's do it. And done. What did you make, Joseph?
Oh, I made a pile of throw-up, dude. Sick, right?
It does look like a pile of throw-up.
Thanks, dude.
What, Penelope, did you make a ball sack?
Whoa, a ball sack?
No, Junior, I made a heart because I love you.
It looks like a ball sack.
Yeah, a ball sack would have been better, dude.
I made a macaroni dragon.
Oh, my God, Junior, that looks amazing.
Oh, dude, you should post that to Instagram.
Mac and cheese, anyone? I made about 3 servings.
Holy fucking shit, Junior, look at that macaroni dragon. It looks cool as tits. You should put that on the Ram.
Wait, I should really make an Instagram post about this?
Yeah, dude, it's gonna go viral.
Nobody answered me about the mac and cheese.
Of course we want a bowl of mac and cheese, Cody. Pour it.
Give me a bowl, idiot.
I'm gonna post this on Instagram.
I made a volcano erupting. Oh, make my volcano erupt, Daddy.
I made the night sky with a bunch of stars in it.
You didn't even do anything.
Yeah, I did. Each one of these stars could have its own solar system with a bunch of planets that could have life in worlds we haven't even explored yet.
That's gay.
Yeah, well, yours is just a dick.
Thanks for the mac and cheese, Cody.
Yeah, I would have made it creamier, but I didn't think you guys would want Cody's special juice in it.
I'm not eating it.
Hey, do you think the teacher's gonna grade our macaroni art?
Well, you're gonna get in trouble because he's gonna think you made a ball sack.
It's not a ball sack, Junior!
Guys, I think the teacher's asleep.
Oh, since he's asleep, do you guys want to leave school early and come hang out at my house?
Sure.
Hell yeah, dude.
No, I'm not going. I'm staying here because I don't want to get in trouble.